another exciting broadcast day.
There we go. Got the false finger. Oh, the double finger from the engineer. Got that finger, then that finger. I got into radio to get that pointy thing from the guy through the glass. You're on. And then we close up on the meters moving. And then I do the show with no headphones on because that's how they do it in TV, but lots of meter shots. Whenever, once in a blue moon, a film crew will come in and do the thing, and they always take 20 minutes and shoot those meters going tick, 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 tick. They love that. Phone number 866-901-ADAM. Dave Damashek over there, Rachel Perry over here. We have a ton of show going on. Well, let's be honest with you, not a ton, but a fair amount. Let's face it. Dave Foley is going to come in here. Remember him from News Radio, also doing the celebrity poker thing. I went in, I'll talk to him about that, but I sort of interviewed for the job. I don't actually have to try out anymore, but I still have to do that part where you talk to the people. I found his bosses to be snobs, and maybe that's why they didn't hire me. But also, well, we'll talk to him about it. But who signed off? There's a whole bunch of stuff that I feel like people signed off for when I wasn't there. And now a package has arrived and I don't want it. Such as NASCAR. I don't need to see 70 hours of NASCAR a week. I don't need to see 65 hours of fake wrestling a week. I don't need to hear Kenny G in every shopping mall. I don't need to see a poker tournament going on every channel and every night. There's certain things where I just want to look around and go, wait a minute, where was I when we cast our vote? And who, well, now I'm looking at Big Ten, I realize who signed off on this? Who decided this was a great idea to watch other people play cards? That's a form of torture to me. To me, this is your worst nightmare. You've crapped out. Now you walk over to your buddy. He's playing. He's over at the five card, the Texas Hold'em, or he's playing 21. And you do that thing where you stand behind his stool in Vegas. How you doing, brother? Doing good. Trying to focus. Yeah, I crapped out. Okay.
It's
you
Sunday.
Think you could spot me $100? I could. Hey, man, I'm not doing that well. Okay. I'm gonna head back to the room. Okay, dude. This is awesome.
It's the trip to Vegas. It's the trip to Vegas, and it's Sunday morning around 9 a.m. Your flight doesn't leave for another 5.5 hours.
Right.
You're down 1,500, so you don't want to gamble anymore.
Yeah.
So you just have to hover. Yeah.
Makes you feel like a girl, don't it?
Yeah. It really. You're a girl, but you have no luck. You're a cursed woman. You're not Lady Luck. You're just standing there. I'm gonna go to the diner. Okay, dude. You know the guy's focusing on something, doesn't care what you're going to do? I'm going to climb to the top of the slots of fun sign and dive under the bulb. Okay, buddy. I'll see you at the airport.
Who are these people that do enjoy watching these other people play poker?
I have no goddamn idea, but evidently they're out there. And I played one
in
of these.
In droves, too, because this must get good ratings.
I know. And you know, it's funny because they don't quite call these guys athletes, but they still have the admiration for them that any great athlete has, you know. Oh, Bobby Johnson. This guy's the king. And first off, he's ruthless. He goes for the jugular. He doesn't know. He doesn't back down. He plays aggressively. His thing is best defense, good offense. This guy's an animal. Meanwhile, the guy's in ninth grade education, three divorces, and everyone in his family hates him. He spends 14 hours a day drinking a Diet Pepsi, sitting next to other guys that are unemployable, doing nothing, with wraparound sunglasses on and a stupid ball cap that looks like someone else put it on him. You know that guy?
Yeah.
The guy, once you get over 50 and you're male, you wear a hat like somebody dropped it on you or somebody balled it up and then smashed it on your head. Doesn't look like you actually put it on yourself.
Yeah.
Before you leave, you just stand there waiting for a stranger to come put a hat on you. I played one of these tournaments. And then you got the blowhard celebrities that are very, oh, Matt Damon, he's serious about it. He could go pro. And there's always that. He could do this, you know, if he wanted to, he could do this for a living. He wouldn't make any money, but he could do this for a living. I did Ben Affleck. I did one of these tournaments. Bless you, dear. I did one of these tournaments out in whatever. Me and Dr. Drew did one about 2 years ago. They had all the celebrities. And then, of course, the celebrities, also the celebrities from the poker tournament. These guys were big names. Of course, you know. I had no idea who they were.
People love watching celebrities do things.
I know, even this. I understand when the sex tape comes out, I like to watch celebrities hump.
Even the skating.
But skate, I'll watch them do anything, but just playing cards, everybody. Like I said.
Celebrities put together IKEA furniture.
It's like, write that down. It's like watching somebody eat. It's something you enjoy yourself, you would love to participate in, but it's almost excruciating and torturous just to watch somebody else do it. Well, this is no fun. I'd rather watch nothing. I'd rather see the Indian head on the screen than watch a guy do something I would like to do myself. As a matter of fact, like the eating thing, it makes me want to play, but I can't. So I have to just sit here alone.
Teasing you.
Right. Taunting.
Cruel.
Celebrity furniture assembly. Today, Ben Affleck is going to try to put together an ottoman from IKEA. This is going to be awesome. Getting that little Allen wrench out. So here's world's worst mascot, by the way. The IKEA had that Allen wrench mascot for a while. They had that little assembly wrench, which was their thing. So they wedged it into a mascot. Sometimes you got no mascot. Just admit it. You got nothing. When you're IKEA, you're like, well, what should our mascot be? We got to have a mascot. How about a bookshelf?
Even the meatball would have been better.
How about one of them Swedish meatballs? We'll call him Marty the meatball. I can't see the sauce dripping off. How about the Allen wrench? Okay.
Well, we could call him Allen.
Yeah, all right. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have a mascot, but we have a furniture franchise, so we got to have one.
Can I say this about the poker? The people playing poker you always hear it's not about the cards. The cards don't matter.
I think if I got a royal flush dealt to me every time, right, I think I'd win.
The cards have nothing to do with the result. I can read you. You see, I'm a master. Then why is it that every year in these huge tournaments, Some bozo comes out of nowhere and wins it?
There's a new housewife that she learned to play online. Yeah, right. It doesn't happen
the
in
Seahawks
sports.
The Seahawks aren't losing to a junior high football team.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, I played one of these tournaments, and you sit between losers. I mean, here are guys who literally spend 13, 14 hours a day just sitting in a dark room, drinking Pepsi, playing poker, and these guys are looked at like they're royalty. They're 50-year-old losers. You're wedged in between them. After 3 hours, I said, listen, I'm getting out of here. So I just started doubling down and, I'd have three of a kind and I'd throw them in and take. And then me and Drew did the same thing. We just lost on purpose so we could go home to our lives. And everyone was like, oh, man, tough break. That's got to smart. And I'm like, no, I want to go home. Okay, buddy. Hey, you tried. Now, you think I want to sit here for 15 hours and then get eliminated? You know, there's 500 players. I don't want to make it to the top 100 15 hours from now and then get eliminated and drive home at 2 a.m. I just want to get the hell out of here.
Did you notice I went all in when my high card was a six of clubs?
Hey,
that might be an indication.
Excuses are like a-holes. Everyone has one. They all stink. Tough break, buddy. We'll see you next year, though, okay? Awesome stuff. Speaking of celebrities doing amazing and fantastic feats, Jillian Barbary?
Hey, Adam. Hi, guys.
What's happening? I watched you last night.
Oh, you did? You watched again?
Hell yes.
How's that's awesome. What did you think?
You were awesome. Let me just slobber on you for a moment as I did last week.
It's been a while since a guy slobbered on
me. Oh, I'm a world-class slobberer. They used to call me in high school the slobberer, the slobbernator. Jillian obviously knows how to skate and is trained. They sort of judge her on a curve, yeah, because of that. But her and her hunky, big, masculine partner look like they've been working together for years. And as I've said, if you just saw them skating and you didn't recognize Jillian Barbary, you'd say, oh, well, here's a skating couple. They do ice dancing, and I guess they're preparing for some event or something like that. You don't go, well, that's the amateur and that's the professional.
Oh, that's a compliment, big time.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. And I guess you have a little bit of an advantage in that the guy can lead a little bit. I mean, you want your pro to be the guy when Todd Bridges... When a 215-pound Todd Bridges is flopping all over the ice, and he has a 5'1", 100-pound girl with an eating disorder trying to keep him right down the ice, that's not going to work. It's nice that you have a big masculine guy to kind of lead the way. But she does all the moves. They're in sync. She's skating backwards. She's doing that crossover thing. She's doing the leaps. He's now got her up on his shoulder. He's tossing around like a rag doll.
What do you see next week? I get tossed around big time. We do a lot of moves that pairs do. Like Christian Lloyd had tried a couple of things too, and it gets really good. But did you see improvement? A lot of the other skaters, I really did. In Bruce Jenner and Deb Gibson.
Yeah,
and,
oh, yeah.
And Christy.
How old is he, Bruce Jenner?
Well, his face is 3 years old, yeah. But the rest of him is 54.
What's with that puss? Can you look him in the eyes when you're talking to him?
Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's honestly one of the most positive and just a really great guy. Just
really?
Super cool.
Hey.
He's 56, I think.
Wow.
Your skating partner's hot. Are you humping him?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, first off, as you know, most figure skating men, if they're not gay, they're married, and he falls into the latter. He's very married.
He's both.
Oh, okay.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. She's actually going to Italy, or from Italy, representing the Olympics this year.
Wow.
She's representing Italy.
All right,
yeah,
so she's going to be gone for a couple of weeks.
She
awesome.
Looks like Salma Hayek. Well, he's actually taking February off to go down to the Olympics in Italy to support her, obviously.
Oh, I'll tell you, if my wife went to the Olympics and she was like, why don't you come with me? I'd be like, I got a TV. What do you mean?
I got a TV.
Well, it'd be awesome. What I would do if I were him is I would send my hot wife to Italy where I know she's going to focus on her skating. I'd say, listen, baby, I don't want to be a distraction. I know I'll be a distraction. Plus, right. I got the TV. Plus, Jillian Barbary's in town. We got to work out a sow cow and a camel toe.
And we got to work on a camel toe.
We got to work on a camel toe. And she's going to be hanging in. So, you know. Because you're into that. I mean, look, you cannot. First off, obviously, you're into skating quite a bit, Jillian.
Well, I mean, I stopped at 13, and I always had it as in the back of my mind that I would maybe one day again. And outside of coaching or doing some elements for the skating show, for our show, rather, Good Day LA, you know, Brian Boitano came in town. I just kind of forgot about it and concentrated on boys, and then obviously TV career after that. But I loved it as a kid. It kind of kept me out of trouble, and it's what my brother played hockey back up in Canada, and I skated. But
you know,
I'll tell you, the judges, they have a different criteria. As you can see, they're saying, you know, I didn't improve, and
yeah, they were
kinda
brutal. Yeah,
well, here, they stay like that all throughout the remainder of the competition.
Well,
so.
Jillian, I mean, it's tough love. You know what it is? Yeah. It's like a teacher. You have the retarded kids. That's Todd Bridges. And then you got the guy who has a super high IQ. And you do that thing where you don't dress down the retarded kid, but you say to the, you push the kid with the super high IQ. You can do better. There's more.
And the bottom line is, it's just entertainment. And I thought Todd and Jenny were really entertaining. I thought he stepped up and did what he could do. The one thing I didn't want to do, and I told the costumers, I said, I'm not going for shtick. I don't want to do shtick. I'm not putting on the afro. I'm not carrying the canes. I'm not jumping through the hoops. I don't want the stool on the ice. And
yeah,
right.
And some people need that stuff.
Right. Let me explain.
Some of them need the gimmicks.
They do. Let me explain stool on the ice, by the way. Not the world's, not the world's worst porn. It was an actual physical stool that they went. And not everyone saw the show, Jillian.
And not to mention Dave Coulier's giant package.
Yes. Well, Coulier was wearing those bell bottoms, and they were hiked up pretty good. You couldn't miss that package.
What gives with that?
Well, here's easy,
unsightly.
Baby. Here's the thing. If you're going to be working on a block of ice as a male, you got to shove a couple tube socks down there just to round things out. You know what I mean? If you're physically going to just be on a block of ice, you may use the whole sock drawer down there and a yam, the boot. Like, I just stuff out. Know, whatever's in grandma's attic would just end up down there. It should be a junk pile.
Oh my God,
my fly, it'd be like one of those cartoons where they open the hall closet and they're buried with sporting goods. When I unzip my fly, that's what it'd be like. Just everything start bowling balls, everything, bicycles, everything would start rolling out. No way am I working on block ice on camera that way and doing that move where you're holding the chick over your head and you're wearing the tight outfit. All right, baby. Easy now. So Todd's gone. Todd hit the ice. He spun out and hit the ground at a certain point. He was trying hard, and it was fun watching him because it was really like watching a waiter carrying a tray with a bunch of dishes on it and losing his balance, you know, like, oh, 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 oh. And Jillian is awesome, but they know it, and so they're being tough on her. And yeah. she skated her blades off yesterday, and the judges all gave it to her. Oh, you didn't, I liked last week better, blah, blah, blah.
I know, it's funny because I did footwork, I did a layback spin, a spin where you like go back, and come on, it was, I thought I did pretty good, but then I realized it wasn't, like what you're doing, you think you're doing so great, and then when you see the tape afterwards, you're kind of like, oh wow, I wasn't going as fast as I thought I was, or whatever, but I swear to God, next week is so good, and then I just get better and better and better.
Does Christy Swanson bang her chin? Was that her that gashed herself?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, it is. As we've talked about,
the second time she does it too. She does it twice because he's picking her up and he's spinning her, and her face just smashes on the ice, so she splits her chin open.
I really mean it. Like if you were in somebody's carpeted living room.
Yeah,
doing that stuff, and you move the furniture to the side, you'd be like, whoa, just slow down. Put a helmet on. The fact that you're on a block of ice, and the other guy, more importantly, the guy who's spinning you, is on the same block of ice, and he's wearing ice skates, and you're wearing...
And tight pants.
Yeah, you're wearing half a unitard and a wig for protection, and the guy's hoisting over his head and stuff. It just seems like, why aren't there more skaters in comas?
No, I had never done a pair skate before in my life. And so, you know, like I was telling you guys, you meet your partner and hello. I mean, he's pretty nice to look at.
I know, my wife had to point that out as well.
Nah.
Yeah, listen, I mean, and it's not like he doesn't know. Everywhere we would go, people would be gawking and like literally would come up and say, oh my God, you're a good looking man. I've seen gay people, straight people.
Yeah.
And also, I've never seen someone have more offers. I mean, Warner Brothers and
really? Morris,
they would come to the shows to watch and, constant cards at the end of the night. And I said, did you pull digits like this when you were a single man? And you know, he's so humble. And he just had Barney's catalog throw themselves at him. He's done modeling, obviously, but nothing that he's worked for.
I had that happen, too, by the way. Oh, I mean, I physically got hit with a Barney's catalog, but that's different. I was trying to get into a Barney's. Let me say this. I know. And you know what? Usually I have two fallbacks when my wife announces somebody's hot on TV. I do gay or short. Sometimes I combine them, too. Oh, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Too bad he's gay. Or, yeah, he's good-looking if you like those short guys. But that's, you know, that's one of those things. This guy seems to be tall. He's tall and straight, right?
Oh, yeah.
I may have to do my fallback, which is stupid. Not that my wife would know, but stupid. Is he dumb at least?
I swear to you, I looked for fault for 8 weeks.
He's a genius.
What could be wrong with this guy? Honestly, he's so humble about everything that he's worked to get to the level that he's at. Let's face it, he's been to the Olympics. He's 3-time national champion in the United States. He's worked really hard. He hasn't concentrated on his looks. He's concentrated on his skating ability.
Sure.
And he's just kind and he's sweet and physically so frickin' pretty.
You're Jillian, if he was not married...
In a heartbeat. I'm not. Yes, of course, I'd go out with him.
Yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
But what about Coulier's package?
I'm going to
say this:
too.
Dorothy Hamill is Olympic, you know, royalty. She's a she deserves better than this. Than I have to look at that unsightly mess.
Coulier's package. Coulier's package would be a good name for a band.
It's like Ruben Kincaid. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I played with Coulier's package for a while in 2005 to 2008, and then I did my own solo thing. Pre-pious.
So, were you guys like watching the show? Like, do you think at any moment people are going to fall? Because it does happen in the competition.
It is. It looks like everyone is going to fall. Well, not you. Yours is a beautiful symphony. But
let me tell you, I do eat it. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know if I should say, but I do. I mean, it's...
All right. Well, listen, we will look forward to it. I really enjoy it. Here's the whole thing. Here's how you know it's a good show. Mark Hamill doesn't do a great job. Susie Chaffee or whoever's doing the interviews doesn't do a great job.
I don't think so.
Mark Hamill from Corvette Summer.
Is that girl a giant?
He's a midget.
He's just a tiny man.
Yes.
She looks like a powerhouse. Yeah, she's very tall. She's actually very pregnant right now, too. Summer. She just found out she's pregnant.
She's a swimmer, right? Or former Olympic swimmer.
Olympic swimmer, right. And Scotty, obviously. Scotty. I mean, he's done the skating thing. But
He is all of 5'3", right?
He's little. He's so well-liked, though. I guess when they did the what do you call like this?
Testing.
Exactly. Right. America loves Scott Hamilton.
They love him like girls love their hamsters. You know what I mean? He's cute. He's harmless. He could do no wrong. But he's not great. But the point is he doesn't have to be good to judge it. Nobody has to be good. It's just watching these celebrities skate is fascinating. And you, my dear,
really? You
are the queen of the ice.
I'm the ice queen.
Yes, just like I'm the queen of the airwaves.
I think what's going to happen, like the judges, they're getting obviously pickier with me. And they see improvement in other people.
You're going to win. Oh, you already won. You just can't talk about it. All right, Jillian Barbary, we have to take a break. Everyone, skating with celebrities.
Thank you. So have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. We'll watch every week. I do enjoy the show. Skating with Celebrities, Monday nights on Fox, 8 p.m. And John Zimmerman, so hunky. Hunky ice man. And pulls off the leather pants on the ice, too. We will, not pulls off, but gets away with. Oh, if only he did. What a dream for this young girl. We will take a break. We will be right back after this.
Hey, this is Jay Hernandez. Give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Yes, you should. 866-901-ADAM. Dave Foley is going to be in here in a little bit from Kids in the Hall News Radio. And hope he wasn't listening to my celebrity poker talk in the first break. All right, first off, Chris is on the phone. Chris?
Yes.
You're getting married tomorrow?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
How much? Just getting ready.
You're getting married tomorrow on a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday.
Is that common? Do people do that?
Not usually. I mean, usually it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You do it because you can get the hall at half price?
Yeah, I do it so nobody else will come.
Oh, nice. Good attitude. This thing's going to last forever. I predict great things for you kids. Where are you getting married?
In San Francisco, actually, at St. Benedict's Church.
So going... Here's the thing. There's many things. I realize because of the way I was raised, I'm more fembot than I am human being. But I realize, or dude bot, as it were. Someone ought to invent the dude bots. I feel like the actual wedding ceremony is sort of personal, and it's weird to have 165 people you work with show up at the actual part where you're doing the vows and you're talking about, you know, I'm going to love you forever and cherish you and I've written my own and all that stuff. And by the way, nobody wants to be there except for the parents. Nobody.
Exactly.
I am like a kid at a dentist office at those things, and it's always uncomfortable, and you never know what time they're going to start. Some say, hey, if they're starting at 5 p.m., they start at 4:49 p.m. right on the spot. If you show up 8 minutes late, you'll be walking down the aisle of the church in the party, which has happened to me. And then there's other ones where you show up right at 5, they don't start till after 6. You never know. Let them do that, and then we'll all meet at the reception hall, and we'll hoist a toast, and we'll dance, and we'll drink. It'll be a celebration of your union. The part where you actually go to the union part, and then everyone piles into their cars, and for some reason it takes everyone 3 days to get to wherever you're going, and they won't pull the cellophane off the spread, and you're sitting there, and you're just drinking, and you're the first guy who shows up at the hall to party. Just go get married, and then we'll see you at the party, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
What about that?
Listen, I hear your noise on that.
Yes.
Because
Dave's getting married coming up.
Yeah.
Really?
In next month, and listen to what my guy's doing. The guy who's marrying me insists, you know, you have to meet
with
him.
You're marrying a guy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all legal, right? Out here. Wow. I don't know. In Canada.
I'm not going to apologize for my lifestyle choice. Listen, the guy who's performing the ceremony with me and my lady friend.
Cause
I
is
like,
that what you call him?
I like babes and babes like me. Now listen,
yeah.
This guy, he's talking to me and the lady, and he says, here's what we're going to do. I love to do this. It's the most special part of every ceremony. During the ceremony, I'm going to say to you, Dave, Cindy, turn around and see what I see. And then we have to turn and we have to look at everyone there.
It's excruciating.
Oh, my God. It's going to be miserable.
Hey, look, what is the etiquette? Because I have missed a few of the actual weddings. You always get endless amounts of crap from, well, first off, Kimmel is Heloise with a scrotum sack. He's explaining to you what fork is the shrimp fork. I mean, if you picked up your salad fork and start digging in your entree with it, he would dive across the table and slide across the tackle to the ground. He's always explaining to me how I should treat it. No way. No, you stop and buy a bottle. You do not just show up at that party. Why are you throwing a party? Do we have to? Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. He's like obsessed with it. But the thing is I'm always like, look, let's just blow off the wedding. We'll meet the people. Look, what, the wedding's at 5:00. It's 6:30. We'll show up at the steakhouse. We'll eat. No one will know. You have to go. What, is he going to look out in the audience and not see the giant set of eyebrows out there? And wait, hold on, it's off. It's off. And then launch a search. Let's just not show up. But yeah, nobody wants their goofball friends. Nobody wants the a-hole they work with or they don't really like but had to invite because the guy two cubicles over is going. And if he's going, then Ron's got to go, too. Nobody needs that guy laughing it up, especially if it gets weird. Like, I went to a guy's wedding, construction guy's wedding, Jan Zetterberg, big moose of a guy who was just, drank beer and used racial epithets and everything. And at a certain point, a 4-foot guy who looked like he was from Alaskan Airlines commercial started singing Sunrise, Sunset to Big Jan. Is this the little boy? And we just started losing it. We had to literally lie on the ground under the pews as the 4-foot Jew started singing to the giant blonde guy, Sunrise, Sunset. We couldn't contain ourselves anymore. It's a form of torture. But let's just go to the party. We get it. You guys got married. And by the way, we believe you. No one's going to call you on it. Did you guys really get married, or is this just an excuse to have a party and have your folks pay for it? I don't buy it. Where's the certificate? Where's the license? I'm calling for it. That's right. Let's just go to the party. Am I the only one who thinks this way?
16 people at my wedding.
Yeah.
16. That's it.
I did mine, and I swear I think everyone but Jimmy appreciated it. I said, look, I'm going to get married. It's going to be the guy does the service. It's going to be the parents and the grandparents and the nieces and the nephews. And it was 10, 15 people. We'll do that. We'll do that at 4:00. We'll take our pictures. We'll do our thing. We'll have our toast. I'll see you guys at 6:00. And we showed up and people are already drunk. They're already eating and they're already drunk. And I couldn't have been happier not to go to two places and do the whole caravan thing and all that.
It's very considerate of you.
Thank you. Chris?
Yes.
Now, how say you? What do you got going? You're going to be at the church. Everyone's going to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Well, I mean, they're telling me to take a few shots, relax. And my buddy's just like on old school, He's just like, don't do it, dude. It's a mistake. You got to run. You got to get out of here.
It's nice.
So pretty nervous.
Yeah. How old are you?
23.
Run, get out of there.
How long? Yeah. How long have you been dating this girl?
3 years.
3 years. So you met her when you were 20.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Construction.
Okay, so there's no chance you'll have any real success in your life, so go ahead. What you really have to do is you have to look down the road. You have to think, well, look, if I invent something and make millions of dollars or become a celebrity, here's the whole thing. If you're singing in a band and you're 23 and you're this close to getting that recording deal, maybe now's not the time to get married. If you're swinging a hammer, you're working a post office, get married at 11. Just get married. Just dig in. You'll be getting action all the way through your 20s, and there's never going to be that thing where you're on private jets and you're traveling, you're globe hopping, and there's beautiful women throwing themselves at you, or you have millions of dollars. Not going to be any of that.
Not really swinging a hammer. Kind of managing some crews right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
When he says managing Cruz, he means one Mexican guy. His last name is Cruz. Pablo Cruz. Great guy.
Oh, man, I wish I was as funny as you, Adam.
I know. They'd be making millions. See, I shouldn't have gotten married. All right, Chris. You want a wake-up call for tomorrow?
Yeah, 7:30.
7:30?
That works.
All right, and you'll be getting married that day?
Yes, which is tomorrow.
Okay. And then Monday we'll give you a call because you have a divorce attorney coming by and we need to get ready.
Exactly.
Where are you going? Where are you going on your vacation?
To be honest with you, I'm too busy working right now, so we're going to go ahead and figure that out later.
Honeymoon. Oh, bad sign. The other thing is your dad own this construction business?
No.
Who does? Uncle?
No.
Family member?
No family.
How are you running crews at 23 and you don't have any inside connections?
Because I've been working there since I was 18. I've been working in the construction field since I'm 18.
How'd you get into it?
I don't know, just easy money, you know, labor.
All so, right, no connections.
Doesn't require anything.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, we'll call you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of policies I'd like to enact. One of them is that, you know, some are hard and fast technologies, like what I want to do with the airlines and the sleeping channel and the radio on the plane. And I have a million ideas, but some of them are just social policies, like let people get married and then we'll see you at the party. And for me, it would be the greatest relief ever if somebody did that, especially, I don't know what you're doing, Dave. I know your gal pal, is she Jewish as well?
She is, yes.
Oh, okay, you're done. Here's the worst. Now, this is sort of crap rolled in more fecal matter when they do that thing where he's Jewish and she's Episcopalian. So what we're going to do is we got the rabbi and we got the preacher in here. And then they're both, you guys couldn't decide? I get both? Both. And that's the other thing. Flip a goddamn coin. Flip a coin. I don't want to be exposed to both. And you really do understand the difference between the Jews and the Gentiles, because the preachers up there, the priest will be up there and it's like, okay, you love this man. Look at that. The ring symbolizes the endless circle. Okay. Hi, you guys are good. And then the rabbi proceeds to do an hour and 20 minutes, maybe 40 minutes of just shtick. The rabbi, you don't realize how blowhardy every rabbi is. These guys are all stand-up comedians who couldn't make it in that world, who became rabbis so they could have a captive audience. And then, of course, everyone laughs their ass off because it's a rabbi talking. They're not at the local comedy club. These guys are, who find me a bigger blowhard than a rabbi? I defy anybody. Here's a better challenge. Find me a quiet, introverted rabbi. He's a rabbi, but he doesn't have a gift for gab. Oh, he loves Judaism. Oh, huge Moses fan. He's got the poster up in his apartment and everything, but he's not a talker, not chatty. He'll be in and out. He's a man of, he says brevity is next to God. That's his saying. He'll be in and out of there. Just the basics. Get you two married. Get you technically hooked up. And then he's gone. He's out. He's off to his next one. He does 100 a day. 3-4 syllables at best. Or you're going to get the super blowhardy guy who tries to wedge the jokes in and everyone has to laugh because they're uncomfortable. That's what every rabbi I've ever seen a wedding is just blown on. And so you got the priest and you got the rabbi, and the priest is doing his 10 minutes and the rabbi is doing his hour and 20 minutes. And now the whole thing is 2 hours. Decide. You have to decide. Or what about a third religion represented? She's Jewish. He's Episcopalian. The mother comes from the Catholic Church. On stepmother on the bride side. We want her reference. How many? Where does it end? To what end? I say, you pick your religion. We'll see you at the hall. We'll be drunk by the time you get there. All right. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're taking a break. Oh, we have a recap. The Asian Excellence Awards took place, I believe, Sunday night. We have a tape of that. We'll listen. That's an actual award show. We'll get into who was there, who hosted. You have bites from that, Dave, do you?
I do, yeah.
Excellent.
It's great stuff.
Oh, a Japanese priest, Japanese rabbi. Now, that'd be a good mix. Guy didn't talk that much, in and out. We'll be right back after this.
When did you say the same what you said? You're listening to Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901. What is Adam?
It is Mr. Adam. Somebody has to explain that to everybody from that part of the world when they come here. Mr. in front of the last name. That's how we do it. I enjoy the Mr. Adam. I had a driver, two drivers last weekend that gave me the Mr. Adam call. It's endearing, but it's still someone should correct them. It is Mr. And you, if your name is Lenny or Mike or Steve, you still get that? Sometimes I think Adam Adams. Maybe they think Adams. But they have my last name. It is Mr. Adam. Okay. It's nice. It's sort of between, it's a casual respect, but I like it. But I actually think they don't know. And it's only in certain parts of the country, and I'm just wondering if we should give him a little heads up. Although I've been trying to get Mr. Oswaldo to pronounce Mr. Adam for 16 years now. No such luck. So maybe I should just go find another river to paddle in. Dave Damashek. This is Mr. David. David is here. He saw the Asian Excellence Awards last, I think it was Sunday, was it
not? Spectacular
stuff.
Yeah, they were held here in L.A. actually last Thursday is when they went mm-hmm. down. And they're not going to be on cable TV until later on this week.
Oh, I see. They're not on yet, but they had them out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but these are, I know it sounds like a joke, the Asian Awards, but the Asian Excellence Awards, they're going to air on cable, shot here in L.A. They give out awards for things like outstanding film. They, you know, they do, you know, outstanding male and female TV performance. The guy, Daniel Day Kim and Yunjin Kim from Lost, they won for these things. It was fantastic stuff. I think we have a clip from the awards.
You got a clip from it?
Yeah.
What category is this now?
This is, let's play the one from Outstanding Film.
Okay.
Let's hear how that went.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, chong chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Ching ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Ching ching ching. Ching ching chong.
That's good
ching
stuff.
Chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong.
Ching ching chong, ching chong.
And ching chong, ching chong chong. Ching chong.
Wow. I lost good money on that one.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. Ching chong, ching chong.
He's got a lot
ching
of people.
Ching chong,
yeah,
evidently. Ching chong.
We have the same manager. I recognize him.
They're playing him off.
Wow, I just yeah, wow. That's they do that. Well, they're fast paced culture.
Yeah, but
I don't speak any. I don't. Now that sounded to me more Chinese. I think
could have
I don't
been
know
Korean.
If that's Japanese. Could have been Korean. Yeah,
I don't speak the tongue.
I don't speak it either. Obviously, some pretty funny stuff toward the top.
Yeah, but I mean, I also think you got the sense that deep down in me he was making jokes and everything. But you could see, you could hear, he was really moved.
A lot of reverence for these actors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any other clips? Or?
Yeah, we have
later
plenty
on.
More. Yeah, well, you know, it's too much. But I'll tell you this much. Hmm. You know, as another thing, you know, that was exciting. I watched last night. I watched this show, The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
While you were, I watched. Go ahead.
Let me just stop you for 1 second and say before we move on to the round eye. it'd be real easy for us to sit here and make fun of other cultures instead of embrace them. And I think it's important to represent.
Well, if I can shine a light on different cultures and, you know, I mean, I think we're afraid of what we don't understand sometimes,
right.
You know.
And I think it's part of my job as a master broadcaster and a passionate man to not exclude, to have everyone represented like a beautiful quilt.
Right. I mean, some people would say, oh, well, the Academy Awards are all that matters. No, yeah, to a white man, maybe,
yeah,
but
right.
You know what?
Well, first off, there's a hell of a lot more of them than there are us, so why we... Okay, enough said. Good stuff, Dave. Moving on.
All right, now, next to this Bachelor business, a lot of nonsense going on, but, you know, I've raised I may be the first to have made mention of this. I'm telling you, this fella... All the women, they're falling all over themselves to get at him.
Yes.
Let me say it again. I think this fella's gay. Listen to this. He gets home. He spends a date with a beautiful woman. Spends the whole night with her in Paris. They trip the light fantastic.
A lot of hot chicks.
She gets home, and you thought maybe there was some making out going on. You didn't know. And then she gets home and has this discussion with the other girls.
Mm-hmm. Did you kiss him? He kissed me, yeah.
Right now, I'm kind of like, what the f***? I was under the impression that he kind of wanted to save the first kiss for me. I just don't know how I'm going to stand out to him when there's someone else there that's going to just constantly be one step in front of me.
No, Tom? No. No, 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 no. Keeping it classy.
If you didn't hear that, did you kiss him with tongue, she says.
She said ching chong.
Yeah.
I didn't hear tongue.
This is, did you kiss him with tongue, she says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she... No, no, no. He was keeping it classy. They're now a month into the show. He's keeping it classy. She says classy. I say gay.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
These women are throwing themselves at him, and he won't have them.
Well, there's a couple thoughts. One is he does that kiss I see in the porn movies every once in a while when the hot runaway 19-year-old blonde has to smooch with Ron Jeremy before they actually make coitus, that sort of... You know, they sort of turn and the person ends up kissing. If you ever end up kissing on the side of someone's face, you'll keep going because you don't want it to be abrupt. It's like when you raise your hand and you realize you don't have the right answer, you go ahead and scratch the back of your neck. That's the equivalent of trying to kiss somebody and having them turn. You just keep kissing down the side of their face. But there was a lot of that hot young chicks trying to slip the tongue to this guy and end up sort of making out with his cheek. Which is ridiculous. He is either gay or diabolical because he has whipped these women into a frenzy. And they're like sharks in the waters have been chummed. They're going to bite each other. They're going at it. Who's going to kiss him first?
Yeah, but to what end though? He's not going to end up marrying any of them. So he should just run through them.
It is diabolical because all these women are hot. If they were in a singles bar with other men and this guy came walking in, they'd say, oh, there's a cute guy, but he'd have to get in line with the rest of the guys to get their notice. They are going at it, and him not giving it to him is kind of interesting. Now, maybe gay, maybe diabolical, only time will tell, but I'll be interested. I'll be watching because it drives the ladies are driven nuts when they're put off sexually, especially the hot 23 and 24 year olds who are just used to having it the other way.
Yeah.
Awesome. And a good strategy, by the way. If you have a son and you think he may not be gay, you should sit down with him and watch his show and go, listen, laddie, this is the strategy. You see, don't be all eager. Don't be panting. Don't be, what else can I get you, your highness? Do that. Do that. Do what this guy does. This is, good strategy. Good stuff, Dave. And the Asian Awards also fantastic stuff.
We got more
stuff.
For later.
Oh, we have more of that. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. News, sports, Ask His Rodeo will be played. All that after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, you should. Real quick, before we get started with the news and the sports, Vincent?
Yes, this is Vincent.
You're a fan of Rachel's ass?
I am a big fan of Rachel Perry's ass. In fact, I have a mannequin of her, and I play Uno at night with it.
You sound
what
hot.
By Uno, you mean?
Uno, I mean, one guy. Actual, he masturbates.
I mean the card game, Uno.
Is my ass any good at Uno?
You know what? The funny thing is, last night you won, and I was pissed. I had four cards left, and you called Uno.
Yeah.
don't get cocky. My mannequin ass beat Damashek at Connect Four, 3 out of 5 games.
Biologically, this is true.
My ass is sore. I mean, a sore loser.
That's right. Hey, Vincent.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Mm-hmm. And now you sound like you get a ton of tail yourself. Why would you waste time with a mannequin?
Well, the mannequin is very interesting. I like to talk to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it looks just like Rachel Perry.
Mm. And what do you do? Are you an engineer over here at the station? You sound familiar.
No, I actually build furniture. I have a line of furniture that I build.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you?
You a dado man, a rabbit man, or a dovetail man in the joining department?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you build furniture? You don't know what a dado joint is?
Adam, I'm not like the swing and hammer kind of furniture builder like you.
Let me just ask something. I've been doing radio for 11 years. I've been a carpenter for 20 years. I've had 1,000 people call up and just sort of in passing say, yeah, I'm a framer, or I build furniture, or I'm a cabinet maker. And I go, oh, cabinet maker. What do? You do the face frame, or do you like a biscuit joint, or do you like a dado joint? Huh? It'd be the equivalent to saying, you know, if you're an accountant, you're saying, oh, do you like the 1099 form, or do you like the 40 whatever form, and them going, I've never heard of that. I'm amazed, and I'm starting to believe that nobody knows what they're doing in the society anymore. I think if I had a radio show 100 years ago, everyone would know what I was talking about.
He's busy playing card games.
I know, he's busy raping mannequins.
Now, can I tell you, that would make a good TV show instead of this celebrity poker.
Well, celebrity furniture assembly.
Furniture builder plays Uno
with Vincent.
Mannequin ass.
Vincent.
Did you think I would do that?
How do you build furniture and not know anything about building?
I designed the furniture. Okay, Corolla.
Oh, I see. So it gets downgraded now. You built furniture 10 seconds ago. Now that you
designed furniture, okay?
So office furniture?
Excuse me, Sampras with Down syndrome, okay?
Jimmy has called me Pete Sampras with Down syndrome.
This is
before.
A man's man you're talking to. Hey, Vincent, who you got in the Super Bowl?
Okay, let's talk about Dave Foley, okay?
All right, please. Weirdo. Only I can make fun of Dave Foley. Here's the thing. Kimmel has called me Pete Sampras with Down syndrome. Kimmel is, you know the people that do this that don't let it go at, you know, they'll go, you look like, and then they fill in the celebrity, but then they have to go ahead and explain a ugly version of that celebrity. I say unnecessary. You could just look like Brad Pitt, or you could look like Elliot Gould, but you don't have to be the whatever version of that person. Whatever celebrity you look like, leave it at that. Jimmy will always do that. He'll go, you look like Pete Sampras, the tennis player. I mean, you know, an unattractive Pete Sampras. Like, okay, we didn't have to qualify it with that. Can I just look like Pete Sampras?
Why are you still friends with him?
That's a good point. You mean Pete Sampras?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk anymore.
He's a jerk.
Don't ever do that. Don't do a fat version of Elle McPherson. Don't do a balding version of Brad Pitt. Don't do a hooked nose version or a hair lip. Just say you look like whoever the celebrity they look like. Just go ahead. Now, on rare occasion, there's a super ugly celebrity, in which case it's okay to say a good looking version of Bill Maher or whoever.
That's kind of like Mike August.
He's a good looking version of
Katie Lang.
Oh, Katie Lang, yes. I've announced that he looks like Katie Lang as well. All right, let's take ourselves... A little news. Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's also Fred Ward. Anyone wants to look up Fred Ward, that's what Mike August looks like as well.
Interesting, yeah.
Find a circa 1989 picture of Fred Ward when he would have been in his mid-30s. All right, now, Rachel Perry with the news.
Would be better at giving the news if it's so good at playing Uno.
It's awesome at Uno.
Whatever, I'll just have my face give the news.
I build furniture. All right.
Canada's elected conservative Stephen Harper as their new prime minister.
I know. This whole nation's
Woo!
A buzz. Awesome.
Woo!
Everything's going to change now.
Canada always seems to follow what America does, though. We're such copycats of America. You guys get conservative, we'll get a conservative. All right.
Well, a whole new age is dawning with Canada, because after that 60 Minutes report on Sunday, it turns out they have more oil than the Middle East, and we're going to have to start kissing some Canadian ass real soon, because they are swimming in it.
You have already been raping our lakes now.
That's right. We rape your mannequins and your lakes, and now we'd like to rape your soil.
Ford has announced plans, of course, to cut 25,000 to 30,000 jobs and close 14 manufacturing plants over the next 6 years. Here's Ford CEO Bill Ford explaining the benefit of cutting jobs.
By taking the actions we are today, in the long run, we will create far more stable and secure jobs. We all have to change, and we all have to sacrifice.
Right.
But I believe this is the path to winning.
Yeah, he has to sacrifice. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. He'll go with a heavy heart back to his 23-room mansion in Michigan. It's going to be awesome. Bill Fold would be a good name. I know this guy's name is Bill Ford, but if I was a porn star, I'd go with Bill Fold. It's a good name. Solid.
Understated,
but solid.
Do you guys use Blackberries?
No. I'd like to.
Yeah, you should.
I'd like to. Yeah, I'd like to get into it.
You should get that. And you should start watching 24 as well. Yeah,
okay.
That TV show.
Go ahead.
A bunch of things you should start doing.
You got a clip?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I was just starting to tell you things that you should be doing.
Okay,
you should
eat
more avocados. It's really good for your health.
They say there's a lot of fat, but it's the good fat.
It's good for you. For your brain.
There's no fat that I think is good. Certainly not on a person. She's fat, but she's the good kind
of
fat.
Except you don't want to have sex with beef jerky.
I would explain if I was a woman who was fat, I would go, yeah, oh, sure, I'm fat. It's the good kind. It's not the trans fat you see on that big ass over there. This is solid. This is the good stuff. It's good for your heart.
Back to the BlackBerry thing. Apparently, they may be shutting down BlackBerry service because of a copyright infringement case. But this remains to be seen. But people everywhere
are
going nuts
big
over
deal.
This. Police have arrested a 49-year-old woman in a Los Angeles suburb and her 74-year-old husband for running a prostitution ring out of their suburban home through Craigslist.
I always like, I like the victimless crimes. I'm a huge fan of the prostitution, of the gambling, vice, all that stuff. I enjoy that. And by the way, we always seem to have enough cops to work on these things.
Yeah.
Never enough to stop the spent uranium from coming into the port of Los Angeles or Seattle or San Francisco, but plenty of cops to pose as Asian businessmen to bust up the prostitution ring. Always tons for that. Well, I heard about the Heidi Fleiss case. I spoke to Heidi Fleiss once about it. There's about 40 cops on that job. Of course, what line would you be in if you were a cop? You want to go ride shotgun through South Central and go on the gang crash unit, or do you want to go get yourself a nice BJ from a runaway?
Yeah, we're going undercover on this one.
Yeah, deep cover. Deep cover.
Yeah,
deep.
Why don't you
too
go
far
back
from
to your
backup.
Home on Whore Island?
Well, I'm going to save all my rumors and celebrity, all that stuff for a little later, so I guess that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
LA's favorite NBA team, the Clippers, rallied from 19 down last night to beat the Warriors. They're now just three back of first place Phoenix and a game and a half ahead of those Lakers. College ball, seventh ranked Gonzaga wins behind the ugly Larry Bird. Brendan Morrison's 41, like you talk about. He looks like Larry Bird.
He's an ugly Larry Bird's right. An ugly Larry Bird.
Right. NFL, the Buffalo Bills have named Dick Geron their new head coach, and the Houston Texans hired Gary Kubiak to be theirs.
Dick Fold. It's my porn name.
NHL, Kings beat the Mighty Ducks in an overtime shootout, and Gretzky's fellas, the Coyotes, lose at Dallas. Now, you know, Gretzky is, Gretzky's been, in his first year, their game above 500 now, and he's still getting his feet wet as a coach, and they talked to him after the game about how the season's going thus far.
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there, but I'm still going to tell y'all I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, man, just be professional about it and come work hard every night, man, and do all I can to put my team in the best position to get a win.
So that's Coach Gretzky.
Wow, I got it. Yeah.
Famous Canadian, maybe the most famous Canadian.
And a sort of a slight build for a hockey player, too. Blonde, fair skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and of course, the big story, you know, I know we're still 12 days away from the big game, Steelers and Seahawks in Super Bowl 40, but the talk's already begun. You know, they have to fill 2 weeks' worth, and so they ask these guys every question. Somehow, I don't know how they got on this, talking to Seahawks head coach Mike Holmgren, but listen to the jag he went into yesterday at a press conference.
I was on my treadmill and watching the Today Show, and they listed the five warning signs of depression, and so I'm looking at it and I'm saying, yeah, no sleep, sex life is bad, all these things, you know. And then I said, that's me.
Sex life is bad. He's not, how do you think the old lady likes
it? It's bad for him. It's excruciating for her.
Funny you should say that, because then she, later in the afternoon, after seeing this press conference, held a press conference of her own.
He's depressed. How would you like to share a bed with that thing every night? He looks like some sort of creature in the sea.
Yeah, so she's ticked now, too.
And by the way, he says on his treadmill. Does he have it set up like a picnic table in his dining room?
Yeah, he was napping on it.
He was sleeping on it or eating on it. Which was it? Certainly wasn't jogging on it.
Well, that can't be. That'd
be impossible.
You've seen the man.
Yes,
there's
he has
no
a
doubt.
Tail. He's growing a tail. He runs so little.
And, you know, here's a great story, speaking of football. You know, of course, last week the Steelers defeated the Denver Broncos to advance to the Super Bowl. There's a great story out of how important football is in that neck of the woods in southwestern Pennsylvania. Beaver Falls, PA, a high school teacher, a couple days before the big game, the AFC title game, it's exam time. The kids are taking a test. Kid comes in wearing a Denver Broncos football jersey, a John Elway jersey. So the teacher relegates the boy to the floor to take his test, and he has the other kids throw paper at him. He throws balled up paper, and they calls him a stinking Denver fan. And the kid's outraged by this. He's complaining. He says, "I'm just a Denver fan," and he's upset. Wants some action taken against the school and everything. The teacher, unapologetic, he says, if he felt uncomfortable, the kid, then that's a lesson. That's what this class is designed to do. That's right.
That's
Amen.
Right.
You don't come into Steeler country wearing Denver Broncos jerseys.
No, and listen, if I'm the principal, I'll listen to what he has to say. If his dad was the backup kicker from, 86 to 92, or he had a distant cousin or relative on the Super Bowl team, that's all evidence I'll take into account before I go to my chambers. But if it turns out you just like their jerseys,
right,
then you deserve what you get.
Why didn't I have teachers like this? This guy's all right.
Right. No, I know. Listen.
Brusca, let's get this fella. I want to talk to him. I want to give him kudos.
Okay.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
You want to give him cooties or kudos?
Both.
Yes, because you will be making out with him.
Absolutely.
What a molder of youth. It is time. Dave Foley, by the way, has showed up. We'll bring him in a moment. But just enough time left in the segment to play another round of the game that's sweeping the nation. Little something called Ass Kiss Rodeo. Oh, there it is.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, now the way you play is I zag, and you try to stay on via kissing my ass. The champion thus far, sound effects guy, Mike Lynch. Mike, I'm in the mood for a sandwich. I'm thinking BLT. I think that's the best.
I think they should rename the BLT the AC after you.
Yeah, on the other hand, the bacon's kind of fatty, and it's weird because it's a pig.
All pigs should be slaughtered, and you should never even have to look at one. They shouldn't even cross your path.
Yeah, I'm going to start keeping a kosher house once I go Jew.
That's a genius idea.
Thank you. And that's how you play.
Wow, nicely done.
That is awesome, yeah. All right, let's talk sports. I'd like to see the Steelers win the Super Bowl.
Boy, would I too.
Yeah.
You are right on that.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Yeah, let me have to work through these things if you're playing Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, nice, nice.
We're not playing it?
We are. Don't ask questions during Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Steelers be nice to see them win. On the other hand, they do have more rings than Denver, so maybe I'd like to see Denver win this one.
Well, you make a compelling
I'm sorry,
point.
Seattle. Seattle has no rings, yes.
Seattle or Denver, either way, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, even if Denver's not in the Super Bowl, I feel like they should get to play.
That is a compelling point. I hadn't considered that.
I'd like to see a three-team game this year.
Wow. That would be a first and amazing.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't like the fact that they play in a dome.
Dome's terrible. Can't play in a dome.
Yeah. I like them playing on the natural sod.
Gotta love God's green earth. Absolutely.
I think people of color should be sterilized.
Wow, that is an interesting take. I'm going to have to go with you.
Interesting. Sorry. There's nothing interesting about it. You're for it. It's a great idea.
Oh, drats.
Not bad. Not bad.
I had high hopes for the phone screener, Brian.
I did too.
I had high hopes, but it just turned out to be
people
a shameless
of
parroting of everything you said. It was no good.
He was too brief. He's got a kind of little style.
I feel like if you gave him a second chance one day.
Well, it's too bad that day will never come now. Mark Chanel, go answer the phones.
Good luck. Good
Adam, no matter what you say, I agree. Everything you do is genius.
Go man the phone and talk to all the people that think you're horrible at Ask Kiss Radio, Brian. I mean, Ask Kiss Rodeo, sorry. Yeah, here's the whole thing about, which this is just turning into, but here's the whole thing about Ask Kiss Rodeo. You want to agree, oh, yes, boss, you're right, but you also want to be creative about it. Do a little creative ass kissing. That was solid, but you never want to say that's interesting because it's like me saying, oh, what do you think of my new haircut? It's interesting. No.
You're right. Some things are tough to get on board with. I'm gonna have to work on.
Well, that's why I throw a curve. I throw a curve. A lot of controversial curves.
Once again, it shows what it takes to be a champion. You know, anyone
that's right.
can kiss ass on an average level, you know.
Right, right. If I say, oh boy, I love kittens and Christmas, it's easy. But when I throw a controversial idea out there, that's when
Mike Lynch retains the belt.
He keeps the belt. All right, we will take ourselves a break. Dave Foley from News Radio, Kids at the Hall, and Celebrity Poker, he's in here. We'll bring him in a few, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, a little L7 for you, I think. Dave Foley is in studio. He brought his lady friends. We'll get to that in just a second. Dave, first let me kiss a little Kids in the Hall ass.
Oh, no. Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Well, when Kids in the Hall was in full effect, I was in an improv troupe at the time, the Acme Comedy Theater.
Yes.
Over here on La Brea, although at the time it was over in the Valley. NoHo, as they call it now. We looked at Kids in the Hall as the benchmark. As the essence of quality in sketch comedy troupe.
Or at least an indication that it's not that hard.
it inspired us.
Yeah.
No, we thought it was excellent and would watch it religiously and also give Kids in the Hall credit for having a great opening guitar riff and theme. Mm-hmm. I mean, the music, we should find it. Brusca, go find it somewhere. Yeah. The Kids in the Hall guitar. It was awesome. And I always wonder, it didn't feel like a comedy show, but it was still really good and it seemed to work. Where did you find it? Where'd you get it? And how'd that come about?
Well, the music, it was by a band called Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, who were sort of contemporaries of ours. They actually started out in Calgary with Mark and Bruce and came to Toronto. And we started using their, we used to use Circus by the Jam as our theme music to start our club shows.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I said, well, why are we using the Jam? Why don't we use Shadowy Man? And sort of, I went home and grabbed the only single I had of theirs, and one side had a song called Bennett Surf.
Is that the name of the song?
And no, the song that we actually used was called Having an Average Weekend.
Wow. And it's just a great guitar lick.
Yeah, it's amazing. They were a great band. Brian Connolly is an amazing guitar player. And they used to play in studio with us when we were doing the show between sketches.
You guys started in, is it Canada or Canada? I'm always unclear.
It's La Cañada.
La Cañada.
Yeah.
You guys started in the La Cañada Flint Ridge area.
Yeah.
When you were just lads. And it was everybody from Kids in the Hall is Canadian, right?
Yes.
And y'all got together. And how long were you doing your own thing or doing your own theater thing before the TV came about?
About, as the five of us, about 4 years.
And how did the TV thing come about? I mean, you have the sort of SCTV as a little bit of a precedent.
Yeah, part of it was that the people from SCTV started coming down to see our shows when we were a Queen Street club act in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 85, when Lorne Michaels went back to Saturday Night Live, he was casting and looking for people in Toronto, and we got scouted for that. And two of the guys, Mark and Bruce, got hired for as a year as apprentice writers on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really?
And at the end of that year, Lauren came up to see the troupe because they kept flying up and doing shows with us on their weeks off. And so he came up and saw one of our shows and decided to fire them as writers and
put them back in the troupe.
Yeah, make a show for
us. So it's kind of nice. So he was normally to go watch a show like this, you would cherry pick. You would just pull out a couple of the stars and bring them over to your network. But he liked you guys so much, he just gave you your own show.
Yeah. Which I approved of, because I wasn't one of the guys with a gig. You know,
smart.
So.
And of course, News Radio. Dave is here to plug a show, a live show, a theater show called The Tribute, and explain that to us.
Well, this is a show I'm joined in the studio by the stars and co-writers of the show, Chrissy Guerrero, Laura Milligan, Pinky Terzo, and Tracy DeNisi, who are all here, and they'll be singing in a second. And it's a show about a girl group from the 80s where the sort of the lead singer goes off on a solo career, becomes hugely successful, and the other four members of the group disappear.
Right.
Basically. And then years later, the lead singer dies of numerous causes.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves her management company and her record label in huge debt, and they decide they're going to get the old band back together to do a tribute show to try and raise money to cover some of the losses.
And did you write it, or do you produce it, or direct it?
I co-wrote it, and I co-directed it with our friend Steve Hibbert, who was one of the directors of the Groundlings.
I do know him because I was thrown out of the Groundlings. Lorne Michael. We had no such luck with Lorne Michael. I was just asked to leave my advanced class and not to come back. It's always funny when you go, so this is it, I'm out? Well, you could take it again if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're done.
Yeah. But I had the same experience with Second City workshops.
Oh, they toss you.
Yeah.
Now who's laughing?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking who.
Nobody at that Second City theater.
You've both been fired from things that you're paying to be a part of?
Yes. Yeah. You know they have integrity when you're paying and they won't take your money. They just ask you to leave.
Yeah.
It was funny for me, year after having my life for many years surrounding around wanting to be a groundling and then asked to leave after about 4 or 5 years and never making it to the show. It's like the equivalent to going through Little League and high school ball and making it up to like AAA and then never making it to the game. But it was funny about 4 or 5 years later, I had made it. I was having success. I guess we were doing the Man Show and Loveline on MTV, and they called me back to host their night at the Groundlings or whatever they were doing. And I was sitting backstage like a school kid with guys who were in the cast saying, my God, what's it like to be a groundling? And the guy's like, well, I got 4 roommates, and we all live in an apartment in Van Nuys, and right now I'm borrowing my brother's car. And I was like, awesome. You're my hero. And he's like, I don't make money.
Yeah.
This sucks. You have a job. But I was still jealous of him.
Yeah.
Back to the girl bands. I watch all those behind the music shows about the Go-Go's and the Bangles and everything. It's always the same story. There's the hot lead chick. The band gets successful. They're like sisters when they're coming up, but then they want to do the photo shoot, and it turns out Rolling Stones just want Belinda Carlisle. They just want the lead singer, and the fat chick with the bad skin who plays the fish, the hollowed out fish, she's angry. She's upset, and she storms out of the band. Screw this. Meanwhile, they're splitting up the royalties. They're all whacking it up 4 or 5 ways. Everyone's getting rich, but she's PO'd.
Yeah. Well, I like to think of myself as the Belinda Carlisle of the Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
You really are you. You're the foxiest guy in that band.
True.
And quite possibly the straightest as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, you know what? You guys are such Canadian royalty that when I was in university, there was a guy who was sleeping with Scott Thompson. He was the most popular
Scott Thompson's gay.
Yeah. You know him? Wow, kids. No.
Yeah. Scott isn't actually gay, but we asked him to be gay so we could niche market.
Go sleep with some professors and let's really spread this thing out. All right, now. We're going to hear some singing.
We're going to do a little bit. A number from the show. So this is a little scene starting it, and it's the singers have reunited to get ready to do the show, and they're all discussing how the stories they've heard about how the diva died, how their former lead singer has died.
This is from Tribute, by the way, which Dave directs, and it's Friday and Saturday at the Steve Allen Theater out here in Hollywood.
Steve Allen, who wrote a song every 8 seconds.
And a book a book every 9 seconds.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, so I'll hand it over to the ladies.
So it's so sad how she died, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it was a stroke.
I thought it was a heart attack.
Oh, no. Hepatitis A, B, and C, and maybe even D.
No, now, see, I heard it was a car accident. She was given a hand job to a sycophant Holland.
No. She drowned while freebasing in a drive-through car wash with the windows down.
No, skiing in Aspen and ran right into the Sonny Bono Monument.
Jesus, that must be the 8th person this year.
Bad idea putting it there.
No. I heard it was suicide. Yeah, she shot herself in the heart with a crossbow, tipped in Botox.
Yes, dear, it was suicide, but I heard she slashed her wrists with a broken Elliot Smith CD and jumped right off the Mondrian Hotel.
That is the only way I'd go to Sky Bar.
No, it was autoerotic asphyxiation while watching her own E! True Hollywood Story.
Nice.
No, see, I know that it was that she was in the desert.
Yeah, you know, I always thought it'd be her heroin problem that would get her.
Heroin? I thought it was coke.
Crack, I thought.
No, crystal meth suppositories.
I say it's cocaine.
And I say it's propane.
I say it's needles.
And I say it's speedballs.
Cocaine,
propane,
needles,
speedballs.
She called the whole thing off.
I say she's an ice queen.
And I say a size queen.
I say she's a coke whore.
And I say just whore.
Ice queen,
size queen,
coke whore,
just whore.
She called the whole thing off. And oh, when she called the whole thing off, then we did part. And oh, she brought it to a crashing halt. It's all her fault. So what if the freebase burnt up her whole face? And what if the Valium made her go all numb? Freebase, burnt face, Valium, all numb. She called the whole thing off. She called the whole thing off.
Oh, awesome.
It's a surprisingly large studio audience you have here.
Wow. Oh, we got the, we also, that was awesome, ladies. We also have the Kids in the Hall theme ready as well. That we
okay.
spoke of.
Can you guys sing something to that?
Uh-huh.
Let's hear that. Relax. Just stayed home and do it. I would just do this.
He's like the, Connolly is, it's called the king of the whammy bar. Because that's like his whole thing is that whammy.
Is that the hollowed out kind of wooden one?
On that number, I think so. I think that was, I think he was playing a Gibson hollow body.
I would base every song on which guitar looked the coolest when I was playing it.
Yeah.
I would never want to play one of those. Weird, you know, once in a while you see the guy plays the
bass.
At
what age did you decide the Flying V wasn't cool?
I was 38 and a half, 39, almost 39. It's about 39th birthday, as I recall. Yeah, I would play the coolest looking guitar. It wouldn't matter what it sounded like or how it fit into the song. Dave Foley is here. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll play a little... not sure what we're going to play with Dave Foley. Possibly a little game called Nothing. He's going to hang in, and ladies, nice job. We'll be right back after this.
This is Doug Savant from Desperate Housewives, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, you is. Call 866-901-ADAM. Have any questions for Dave Foley?
It was nice of Doug to drop by, though.
Yeah, he just ran in, did that liner and split. Mm-hmm. Got to be on the set over at Wisteria.
Yeah.
Lane?
Yeah.
Is that where they are?
The men are just on constant call there.
Dave.
They're on 18-hour days.
Dave Foley is plugging a little something called The Tribute, which is going to be at the Steve Allen Theater. Steve Allen wrote three books after he died. Did he die? Is he dead yet?
He is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's down to three books a month.
He's hanging out with Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Making new music.
It's going to be at the Steve Allen Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. For tickets, you go to www.plays411.com, and you can see the show this Friday, Saturday. And this is one of those things where if you've written 8 or 10 books in your life, then you're a good author. But if you've written 450, you're a madman. You know, you're just some crazy guy. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few things where if you do more of something, you actually get punished. But Steve Allen always bragging about how he invented comedy, but also how he's written 7,000 books. And I would argue that they all can't be your best if you do 7,500 books.
Yeah.
Same with songs.
A lot of them are only one word a page.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're like flip books. You know?
But multi-syllable words, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think the last 300 books he wrote were all about how nobody under the age of 70 was funny. Yeah.
And then the 300, or once he got to his 80th birthday, it was nobody under 8. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We gotta go blue. We got to work blue because we're weak.
It's the only way to get a laugh.
Eric?
Hey, good morning, guys.
You have a question for Dave Foley? Good morning.
I do. Good morning. Dave, you're the funniest guy on that show. question was
the show right now. I don't know. You know, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Kids in the Hall.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
I have a question. Why they never replayed it? I only saw it once. My favorite one skit was when the father and son are out in the woods, and the dad's like, "Come on, shoot me," you know, and your dad shot you, and his dad shot him, and there's a pile of bones behind him, Viking helmets and stuff, and.
That was
did
us.
Did you get in trouble for that, or why? I only saw it one time.
Steve Allen didn't think it was funny. By the way, he wrote in.
I don't even know. I don't even. Honestly, I don't. I'm not sure I remember that sketch.
They're hunters in the woods.
You're probably right. there were a lot of them.
But Dave was pretty high during those years.
Oh, it was the ganja.
Yeah, I don't think I was in that one, so I didn't pay much attention.
What was your favorite? Out of all the sketches, Dave, if you have one. I know they're like your children.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like, there was a sketch we did called, we called it Comfortable, which is two couples at a dinner party, and it's about how great it is to have good friends and you're very comfortable, and it eventually devolves into the one guy basically grabbing my wife and having sex with her on the dining room table.
Because they're that comfortable.
They're that comfortable. And so it's hard to describe.
I also like the guy performing surgery, although he was not a physician.
Oh, was that me?
That was you.
That was me, the bad doctor.
Yes. Yeah, covered in blood.
Doctor. The guy had knew nothing about medicine.
My favorite was a very small one. It was right at the top of the show. It was not much call for a gunslinger anymore.
Oh,
and
right.
You ride off with the candy apple cart.
Yes. Yes.
I like the cops. I like all the stuff with the police. Also, want to talk a little about the celebrity poker.
Mm-hmm.
The Celebrity Poker Showdown. Big hit on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
I find some of the celebrities, I did one of those celebrity, I don't know if it was blackjack or poker, but everybody took themselves a little too seriously for my taste.
Maybe on the blackjack show.
And also, yeah, on the blackjack show.
On our show, everyone's drunk.
No
one's taking themselves that
seriously. Oh, they were drunk and asinine.
Oh, good.
But they were sort of admitting that they had coaches and that he'd practiced, and it seemed very like the kind of thing you'd want to play a little closer to the vest.
Yeah.
To use a piece of poker lingo. Who's been the biggest pain in the ass?
Aside from me?
Aside from you on that show.
Biggest pain in the ass.
Gotten loaded and been an ass.
Most volatile, I guess, was Dennis Rodman.
Really?
Who actually stormed off the set after accidentally folding. he accidentally folded his cards, and he thought he had a winning hand. He really didn't.
Right.
He got really mad.
Yeah.
Stormed off the set, and, you know, I'm not going to play. And Josh Molina had to talk him into coming back. And then he came back, and then he later folded three queens.
Rodman was in the celebrity game I played too, by the way. It was one seat for me.
Oh, yeah.
Always uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Rodman, biggest ass?
Most volatile. Yeah.
Most volatile.
That. Yeah.
Who's
most,
been the blowhardiest? Self-important.
Well, it's hard to say.
There's a lot of them, I know.
Yeah. I don't like to say anything mean about anybody, but, you know.
Blowhard could be a compliment.
Really? Oh, yeah. Then James Woods.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a talker.
Yeah. Takes himself seriously.
Yeah.
Yes. Takes his game seriously.
And he started his own poker show, I guess.
Oh, he did?
On the game show channel. He did that Poker Royalty, I think it's called.
I have not heard of it.
Something, I don't know.
I only watch Bravo.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like watching poker shows, so I don't watch any of them.
Dave Foley, everybody. And the new season begins when? When do you start up with that?
I think, well, we're supposed to go out. I think we're supposed to do shoot some more in April. The last thing I heard was that we're going to do it in April, and we might take the show to New Orleans.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, and it looks like right now I might Phil Gordon, my co-host, I think is not going to come back. I'm hoping that maybe he'll still do it.
You got rid of him?
No, he got a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd because he didn't need even any job because he's a multimillionaire.
So he enjoys working.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a new
CBS show,
co-host.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Dennis Rodman.
Might I suggest Rodman or Rodman. Better yet, yeah. Big Tad?
Yeah, you know.
To literally anchor the team? Literally?
I got to tell you, the toughest interview was really when Rodman lost and having to go in and try to console him.
Well, I'm sure he was agitated, he was drunk, and then he was Rodman.
Yeah,
Rodman, under great circumstances, is a very tough interview. He just kind of makes a humming noise.
I kept saying I told him Dave Navarro had played and lost. And I said it was the Carmen Electra curse. Oh. Anyone who married Carmen Electra can't win on the show. And and then actually Dave Navarro popped in and joined us.
Awesome and uncomfortable. Yeah. All right, Dave Foley, everybody, the tribute. Thanks for coming in, Dave. The tribute is this Friday and Saturday at the Steve Allen Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, www.plays411.com is how you get tickets, and Celebrity Poker Showdown as well. Coming up, we will take ourselves a break. We'll be back with news and sports after this.
Adam Carolla Show. I'm drunk. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes. Thank you. 866-901-ADAM. A little bit later in the show, we have Def Frat Guy coming in. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this guy. He's hearing impaired. He's not deaf, and he's a fraternity over at the Sammy House at SC, I believe. We brought him in here. He's going to read the Colin Farrell sex tape. He's going to do a little reenactment of the transcript of the Colin Farrell sex tape with the beautiful Rachel Perry. But before that, it's time for the beautiful Rachel Perry to do her news.
If he's deaf...
Mm-hmm. Hearing impaired.
Is he going to hear me?
Hearing impaired.
Holy no.
He can hear colors. That's all.
Oh.
Just light and colors, but he can't hear shapes.
In black and white? No,
I'm
he
not
can
sure.
hear the color. Okay.
He can hear shapes, but not... Yeah.
Yeah.
He can hear light.
Okay. Anyway, Ford has announced plans to cut 25 to 30,000 jobs and close 14 manufacturing plants over the next 6 years. President Bush recently talking to an audience at Kansas State University and explained why he needs to authorize wiretapping without a warrant.
And one of the ways to protect the American people is to understand the intentions of the enemy. If they're making phone calls into the United States, we need to know why to protect you.
Yeah. I know he's a boob, but I've had an ass full of these ACLU pussies, too. I mean, they had the computer of one of the guys who was going to flight school before 9/11, and they were scared to break into it because of these attorneys from the ACLU and many other bleeding heart organizations. Who cares? Stop being so pompous, everybody.
Yeah.
You're not talking about anything. Believe me, no one cares what you're talking about. And if you are talking about, you're talking to Al-Qaeda, then we want to know.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I don't care if the government hears every goddamn thing I say. At home, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, it doesn't matter to me. They're not interested. This whole thought, and I know I'm going on a jag in the middle of your thing here, but this whole thing is so arrogant to think that the government gives a good goddamn about you. They don't. They want your tax money, and then they want you to keep orderly so they can continue collecting tax money. That's about it. They don't want to freak you out. They don't want any more buildings blowing up or any planes flying into anything, and then they need money, and that's about it.
Yeah, but that's our whole society now. Everybody's so important. I'm so cool. I should have a reality show. People would be really interested in this.
I'm going to assemble IKEA furniture for 14 hours a day and film it, and I'm going to stream it on the internet.
People would love that. You should do a show.
You can read about it in my blog. Everyone's got a blog.
Everyone's got a blog now. A taxi driver in New York, some female taxi driver's got a blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have a blog about doing this radio show.
Right. Here's the deal, everybody. Relax. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're a pimple on the ass of the government. They're not interested in you.
You know what, Adam? You should write a book.
I really should.
You should write a book.
First he has to learn how to write.
And then read, and then I will write a book.
You should write a book about your struggle to learn to read.
I'm going to collaborate with Steve Allen's urn on a book. We're going to get together.
That would be fascinating.
Yes.
That would be fascinating. Speaking of, you know, Star Jones and the whole book. And I know you love that book, Dave Damashek.
Sure.
Don't deny that you don't.
Awesome. Who better to give advice on love?
I consider it my guidebook to life.
Sure.
It is. It's a physical, emotional, and spiritual journey to finding love by Star Jones Reynolds. And apparently she did an interview on some Atlanta radio station, and they asked her. They said, "Oh, we heard that you got your stomach stapling done here in Atlanta." She went crazy.
Yeah.
She went nuts and hung up on them and said, "I'm surprised you would repeat something that is clearly gossip. I don't fall into these games."
Yeah, she's such an
And she wagged her head and finger.
She's such an exquisite blowhard that she talks in every interview about going in for a consultation with surgeons for the gastric bypass surgery, yet won't say whether she did it or not. Now, we can do the math on that. I assume she's lost 200 pounds in 2 days after struggling. 150 in 3 weeks after struggling with weight her entire life. Whenever you see that figure, they went under the surgeon's knife. But come on, loudmouth. Don't bring up the topic. Here's what I'm saying. If you don't want to talk about your gastric bypass surgery, that's fine. Don't bring it up. It's like all these a-holes in this town. I got an idea for a project. I'm pitching it to Bravo, ABC, and CBS. Oh, what is it? Can't talk about it. Then shut up. Shut up. If you can't talk about it, then shut up. I'm sure it's a horrible idea, but shut up. Or, yeah, if you bring it up, then talk about it. Or shut up.
Star Jones, by the way, is one of these women who you might say, you know, probably a couple of years ago, you might have looked at and said, you know, if she would lose some weight, she might be a nice looking woman. She's one of those. Turns out, no.
She lost the weight and gained like a whole bunch more attitude.
And have you noticed, by the way, that she looks strangely like Nicole Richie. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Have you taken note of this? Take a good look at the two of them side by side.
My question is, why is she so upset that people are accusing her of gastric bypass? Like, if you had it, you know what I mean? What's the problem? Like, why do you care? Good for you.
Now shut up.
Not that it's a guy. I just, whatever. Shar Jackson. You know Shar Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Federline ex baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently humping Britney's ex first husband, Jason Alexander.
Nice power move.
No way.
From Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Wow. Odd couple.
No, the other one. The other one. The no-name guy that keeps trying to keep, probably wants his own reality
show.
Hey,
what's good for the goose, good for the gander, even though no one knows what a gander is.
Hey, my ex-baby daddy married Britney Spears, and we should have a reality show, you and me. You were married to her, weren't you? People care.
Yeah. Good. I like that.
I'm not saying they're having one. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. That's probably what they're thinking. Alanis Morissette says that girls should experiment with lesbianism to test the waters and get a sense of what your preferences are.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What about dudes? Should we do a little light cornholing just to see if it's the kind of...
You should experiment with lesbianism too, Adam.
What is that? I know girls say that because it gets guys turned on, but you never hear that talking about guys. Yeah, you know, I went camping with, it was my good friend Steve. We had some hot buttered cider. One thing led to another. I guess we're both feeling kind of lonely. Self-esteem was kind of low. So, well, we made out. We got it on. Just oral. And then it turned out, we're still just friends. Kind of went back to what it was. It's cool. A lot of ladies. There's some chicks from a sorority who came by and sort of urged us on. Yeah, that's what happened. I'd love it. I'd love a whole bunch of chicks trying to get guys drunk so they would make out. Come on, you and Dave do it. It'd be awesome. Let me get my camera phone. It's going to be great. Yeah, guys don't do that. Chicks do. Chicks are much more malleable. They're flexible. They're physically more flexible, but they're sexually more flexible as well. Emotionally,
mentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Politically, rhythmically.
Yeah. They can go ahead and get it on with their friend in a night and just shrug it right off. Whereas if me and Tad ever really got into it physically, I would need years of therapy. I'd be like a Vietnam veteran.
A few other little tidbits. Apparently there's baby rumors about J-Lo and Mark Anthony. Enough already. I don't want any more baby rumors from you two until you actually have one.
Oh,
I'm sick of it.
Mark Anthony's such a beautiful man.
Sick of it.
What
you
a heartthrob.
You should experience lesbianism with him.
It'd be awesome. Yeah, Mexican Skeletor. It would be awesome. So, what a Latin crooner. So, oh, The ladies, oh, the ladies love Mark Anthony. He has that. He wrote the worst song ever 5 years ago,
which
and I'm not
it?
Done punishing him.
Tell me, baby,
because I need to know. I need to know. I need to know. Tell me, little. There's even talk that you're wanting me. It's a horrible song. It's a horrible, ridiculously bad song. It blows rhino hippo ass. It is a horrible song. Please, somebody find that horrible song, and yet we all just lap it up. We all just lap it up. You know why? Because we want to be cool and like sort of multicultural. Oh, no, that's all right. He sells out soccer stadiums in Brazil. Oh, no, I'm hip. Oh, no, I like it. I like the Latin groove. It's like how white people pretend to like reggae music because they don't want it. When it's horrible music, it's horrible music, but we're white. We have to pretend like we like it. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Awesome. Marley. Marley and then the Bob and Marley and Ziggy and the Wailers. Awesome stuff. I listen to it at home. It's awesome. It's awesome. Yes, that song blows. He is not good looking. And if he has any other hits, I would like to know. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Wow, you're so angry. Did you just have gastric bypass surgery?
I'm angry. I'm angry at the Mark Anthony that he gets to be the Latin superstar all the
time.
You
want to be the Latin superstar.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You want to be the Latin heartthrob.
Here's all I'm saying. Does anyone have a Mark Anthony record? Anybody?
No.
Has anybody heard anyone walk into anyone's house and heard him pumping the Mark Anthony or gotten anyone's car? Yeah, yeah, Mark Anthony, because that's awesome stuff. You heard him? Oh, I'm going to go check out Mark Anthony. Does anyone know? I have this feeling that nobody likes these guys, but everyone thinks other people like them, so they don't want to say anything. Find somebody. Find somebody that likes Mark Anthony that's over 15. Please.
You're here.
Please. Thank you.
I'm going to end on an up note for now. Evangeline Lilly and Dominic Monaghan from Lost, The Hobbit, and The Hot Girl.
Angry about that.
Apparently engaged.
Oh, now I'm really angry.
Got engaged. Actors should not get engaged on the set of the show that they're on, as far as I'm concerned.
Is that what they did?
That's what I hear. That's all I'm saying. Not cool. Mm-hmm. Take her to a hotel or something.
Please, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Who cares if you're in Hawaii? I know it's romantic.
That's
take
right.
Or somewhere else. Anyway, I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA last night. LA's number one pro team, the Clippers, rally from 19 down to beat the Golden State Warriors. Just three back of the Phoenix Suns now. College ball, 7th-ranked Gonzaga wins behind ugly Larry Bird, Brendan Morrison's 41. NHL, Kings beat the Mighty Ducks in the battle for Southern California hockey supremacy, overtime shootout, and the Phoenix Coyotes lose at the Dallas Stars. NFL, Buffalo Bills have hired Dick Geron as their new head coach. The Houston Texans have hired Gary Kubiak to be theirs. Now, back to this, what we've been talking about the last couple of days. The big story, Seattle, Steelers, Super Bowl 40, 12 days away. And just to take one last look back at Sunday's action, are you familiar with the all-pro left tackle of the Seahawks, Walter Jones? I'm sure the football fans are.
Sure.
And let me tell you something. I've enjoyed watching him play many times, but man, oh man, is this man among men excited about the Super Bowl, man? Listen to this, man.
Sean's a tough guy, man. Well, you know, no matter what people say, man, he's a heck of a running back. You know, you can't judge his toughness, you know, because he didn't put the numbers up, man. And, you know, and guys beat him all the time, man. And it's been great all season. I knew him coming in this week that he's going to have a great game. He's going to run the ball hard, man. That's what he's been doing all season.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
Right?
These guys all went to college.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
And back to Gretzky, too, been talking about him some. You know, he's in his first season, is the coach of the Coyotes after his glorious career. You know, Canadian royalty, you know, maybe the greatest star in the history of that entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's doing all right, head above water, game above 500. And here he is talking a little bit about how things are going for him as a head coach now.
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there, but I'm still going to tell y'all I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, man, just be professional about it and come work hard every night, man, and do all I can to put my team in the best position to get a win.
It's funny.
Gretzky.
He was never a big man in stature, but he sounds bigger on audio tape.
Sounds like a bigger man than he is.
Yeah, like, if he picked up the phone, you wouldn't want to mess with him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like if he was,
if he was ordering a pizza from your place, you'd think you weren't delivering it to a fair-skinned blonde guy. Sounds different.
Right, because physically, as you sounds say, yeah, he's a slight-looking guy, but when you just hear the voice,
sounds
it's intimidating.
Bigger. Sounds different, yeah.
Yeah, so, but, and one thing, hopefully we're going to hear back from, you know, a call's been placed to Beaver Falls, PA, southwestern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the principal hotbed. The principal won't let us talk to him, but we're trying to get him.
Well, they're very excited over there about this run of the Pittsburgh Steelers to Super Bowl 40. So excited, in fact, was one high school teacher that he relegated a Broncos fan in his class who was wearing a Broncos t-shirt. He relegated him to the floor of the classroom and had the other students pelt him with paper. Well, and he won't apologize. I love it.
Professor Damashek would have put him on the floor and defecated on him in front of the other students. So it could have been worse.
And also, we were talking earlier today, non-sports related, but a competition nonetheless. They handed out a few days ago the Asian Excellence Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds like a joke, but these are real. They hand them out for movie, for acting, and television.
That was Sunday night.
Right. Now, play. We played a clip earlier. Play another clip of it was a pretty exciting moment in the broadcast. Actually, it's not going to be broadcast until this weekend, but I have some early tape on it. But play the best male actor in a TV show.
Oh.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, chong chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, chong.
Ching chong, ching.
Chong, chong.
Ching, ching, chong, ching. Ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, chong.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching.
Ching chong, ching chong, chong.
And ching chong, ching.
Ching-chong!
I knew it. Ted, you owe me $5.
Ching-chong! 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 Ching-chong!
One at a time.
Those actresses.
Yeah.
They're so dramatic up there. I mean, you know.
Guess that was the wife of the best male actor.
Well, he was on location in Ching Chong.
No, that's the same thing. It's just like they've done with the Academy, where it's sometimes a woman who plays a man.
Is that what happened? Yeah. I didn't get that first time around. Awesome stuff, Damashek.
Thank you.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Ching Chong.
All right. Can we hear a little of that, Mark Anthony, by the way? Let's all just dig on this song.
Rock and roll, baby.
I feel like I should talk, but I'm going to vomit, so I'm just going to keep my mouth closed. Oh, yeah, I'm hip. No, I'm down. No, I love the Latin flavor. This is awesome. I listen to it at home. I listen to it at sleep, and when I'm asleep, in the shower, everywhere. Yeah.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Yeah. Who likes this? Find me the fool that likes this song. And it just keeps going. Come on, baby.
Did somebody bring more pies?
What?
I just saw.
That's Oswald.
Wow. Thanks, Ozzy. All right, this is Ozzy's favorite song. So. Who listens to this?
You're Latin.
Just listen. And they say it 2,000 times in the song. All right, now turn that down. How does this work? How does this song get to number one or crack the top 10? Or how does it go? Who listens to this? Who? I defy you. Who? And then, if this is his only song and it sucks, how does he get to be an international superstar? He's so good looking. So handsome. Handsome. All right. Gets to hump J-Lo, make millions of dollars. Was like dating the Queen of Puerto Rico last time. Dumped her, hopped on J-Lo. What a life. Oh, my God. All right. Wait a minute. Samson?
Yes, sir.
Corolla. You drove Mark Anthony once?
Yeah, I drove Mark Anthony about 2 years ago in Miami, Adam. And this guy is the biggest, can I say a-hole on the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? What did he do?
He was bossing me around. He told me that his bodyguard actually said I wasn't allowed to look at him.
No.
Yeah. Says if you have any questions at all about driving or right. anything, direct them to me. Do not look and don't speak to Mr. Anthony.
Yeah.
And then he has me drive him over to the Delano Hotel, you know, on South Beach.
Sure.
And he wants me to go inside with the security and ask them to close down the pool for an hour so he can swim by himself.
Well, he's an international superstar. I mean, you heard the quality of his music. I just want to know, I want to know whether it's Nicole Richie, whether it's Mark Anthony, who is making these people celebrities and superstars? How does this work?
Perhaps someone could call in, anyone who has a Mark Anthony record, and extol the virtues of
this
Anthony.
Maybe
character.
There's something we don't know. Because to me, whether you're a chick who's a good solid 6.5, maybe a 7, would have been the 88th best looking chick in my high school, and that's just in one class, not the entire school. That would just be out of the juniors. Or you're a guy who doesn't look that great, who sings like hell and writes crappy songs. Who are you? Who's buying it? What's going on? How does this work? I understand. I understand when you're a supermodel, and I understand when you're Cindy Crawford, and I understand when you're Tom Brady, and I understand when you're in the Rolling Stones, or you're an amazing musician, or you're an amazing composer, or you're an amazing actor. I understand Jackie Chan. He does karate, and he can do a cartwheel on your head. Fine. I understand all walks of life. I just don't understand the people that don't look good, don't have any discernible talent, and we're all down with. More news. Ugh. More news.
Ugly people.
Ugh. I don't mind unattractive. Ugh. Is there a human being that likes this song?
Doesn't it just warm the cockles of your heart,
no,
Adam?
No, I've been decockled. Decockled by this song. I had cockles, they were removed.
You're a rhythmical eunuch?
Yes, I have no cockles. I'm cockleless. Minus cockles. In the place where cockles used to be, there's just a note from Mark Anthony. I owe you. I've stolen your cockles, and I wear them like a ceremonial headdress. At the Miami pools I've cleaned out. All right. Well, Ozzy's here. He brought a pie. Did you bring real pie?
Those look like donuts or bagels or something.
Oh, okay. Ozzy is here. We got to find him a place to throw his party. We have our Def Rat guy in here. He's going to be going over the Colin Farrell transcripts of the porn. All that.
How's he going to be able to read it?
He's not deaf. He's hearing impaired. Okay. We'll be right back after this.
You listen to Adam Carolla Show. Call him now. Now at 866-901-ADM.
Let me give you that one more time. 866-901-ADAM. Mia has a aunt that's really into Mark Anthony. Mia?
Yeah, like middle-aged, like Latina, like menopausal women.
Ah.
Like my aunt and like all her like menopausal friends. Like when they hear he's coming to town, they make sure like they're like the first people in line, like at Ticketmaster to get his tickets. So yeah, I thought that was
so. That's
weird.
Who's into it: Latina menopausal women.
Yeah,
right?
Like that are like divorced.
Right.
Yeah, like
now, and
I get hot for some reason.
I don't mean to be incorrect, but the Latinas hit menopause in their mid to early 20s, right? They become fertile in 9, 10 years old. They have kids about 12, and then menopause sets in at 24. Is that correct, or was someone lying about that?
It's stereotypical. I'm 23. I have no kids. So
no kids?
No kids.
Wow. Lesbian. Awesome. You're hot. So it's your menopausal Latina aunts who go see Mark Anthony.
Yeah, like middle age.
All right.
Like
do they have his CDs?
Yeah, of course, they have like every CD.
Does he have other hits that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, he has Spanish hits, but like I really don't know them. But I know like they like know all the words and stuff.
Okay, but nothing. Is there another song that got some airplay out in English radio?
Probably, I can't think of any. Right. Yeah, I think there's a few.
Okay, all right. Well, give a little tip of the hat to the old ladies from the Ace Man.
Thank you, Adam. You're doing a good job.
Thanks, baby doll.
Bye.
All right. All right, now, as we talked about earlier, my buddy Jason, who I met at a man show taping many years ago, him and his fraternity came out. I think he's in the Sammy house. Sammy house, yeah.
No, it's the teen count.
Yeah, but can I just say, Adam, you have to look at him. He's a lip reader, so he has, you have to look at him when you talk.
I'm sorry, I forgot, Jason. Yeah, he's a teak.
That's cool, bro.
He came out with his fraternity, the Teaks, and they saw a man show tape in, and they're pretty, I guess they're all pretty much into it, the beer and the whole thing.
Dude, it was off the hook.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm not worthy to be here now.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Dude, you rock.
Thanks. I never actually pledged a fraternity because I never actually went to college. But had I gone to college, I feel like I would have been I was that close to being a frat boy.
This is the sort of party animal you would have gotten to hang out with.
Proud of.
Do you live in the house, Jason?
Hell yeah. I'm a 50-year senior. I like sports, chicks, and beer. Not in that order. I like to smoke a little weed, but sometimes it gets me a little bummed out about my hearing.
Right. Now, it is. It's true when you get. Well, no, I think
so rude.
Well, when you get high, you sort of turn on yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. You sort of become introspective, and I could see that booze probably being a better drug for you. Also, what's your major?
Communication.
Oh, okay. What's?
I think it's
Brusca.
Cool.
I don't think that's funny. I think that's kind of cool.
I think it's cool that his handicap isn't stopping him from doing.
I don't even know that
do.
I would call it a handicap. I mean, he seems to function like anyone else.
Dude, I can function. I'll get as wasted as anybody else in the whole frat, bro. Dude, it doesn't matter.
How about girls? Do you like to chase the ladies?
Dude, I love chicks. There's so many hot chicks at school. There is more poon at USC than there is in the Shanghai phone book.
Wow. I think he was making a joke, but it was pretty good. All right, so we got Jason here. He's not a Sammy. He's a, is it a Teak or Deek or?
Teak.
Teak with a T.
T-K-E.
T-K-E. All right. We are going to take ourselves a break. Jason's going to hang with us because he came in to read the transcript of the Colin Farrell sex tape. Obviously.
Can he read?
Yeah, he can read.
Okay.
He can read. He's going to read that along with the beautiful Rachel Perry. Obviously, we can't show it. Yes, Jason.
This one night, the SAEs were going to come down to do a dance on our faces if Smitty and I didn't clean up those pumpkins.
Oh, you guys, yeah.
A big Halloween prank, probably.
You screwed up the SAEs pumpkins.
And by the way, can I just point out to Rachel, in case she doesn't know how to deal with handicapped people, most deaf people know how to read. It's the blind that really struggle with the reading.
Right. Yeah. That's
so
a good point. That's a good point.
Didn't see me.
And you wanna,
I hope he didn't see me say that.
You want to know how to treat him? No differently. Treat him no differently.
Okay. He seems like a regular dude to me. Yeah.
Seems like absolutely. A regular dude. And there's nothing wrong with him, by the way. Either.
You're the man.
And by the way, Rachel, I know you're spoken for, but would you ever consider dating somebody with what society knows as a handicap?
They say that when one of your senses is, all your other senses
are better.
So right. I suppose I would have to.
Right.
Maybe we could talk about it. Yeah, after.
You don't have to yell at him. And ironically, I hear gives great oral. Ironically. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. Jason, deaf frat guy or hearing impaired frat guy in here. We're going to come back with Colin Farrell. Sex tape transcript. All that after this.
This is Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Probably in your car, stuck in traffic. Too bad.
Phone number, 866-901-ADAM. Remember, I got my right-hand man, Oswaldo, who is into Mark Anthony quite a bit. He needs a place to throw his party this weekend, otherwise he's throwing it at my house. He's done it many times before, but I'm tired, and I want one of you to pick up the torch. Ozzy's a great guy. He'll clean up after himself. And he brings his own barbecue and makes the greatest flap steak ever.
And donuts.
He brings everything. He brings food wherever he goes. And he'll not rest until everyone dies of diabetes or has at least the leg removed. But Ozzy's a great house guest, and he's a great, just let him throw his party at your house. Call in if you have a decent house, you're somewhere in the LA area and you have a yard. That's all you need. Now, when we left off, we had Jason, my good buddy, the deaf rat guy. Jason, good to see you again.
Dude, you're the man. You rock.
Thanks, buddy. I met Jason over at the Man Show about 5, maybe 6 years ago. Him and his whole fraternity, the Sammies, came out, yeah?
No, dude.
Right. I give him a little ribbing because they're sort of arch rivals.
Tau Kappa Epsilon, bro. Get it through your head, dude.
Yeah, I know. They're not into the Sammies over there, so I make a little fun of
maybe
them.
Maybe the Teak House could host Ozzy's party. What about that?
That would be cool. Awesome.
Dude, you're a freak. You're just breaking my ball.
That's true. We are. Anyway, him and his Teak buddies came out. The whole house came out. He's a fifth-year student, senior over there, right? What's major?
Communications major.
And they all came out. They enjoyed the thing. And, of course, we talked to them after the show and made friends with Jason. And we thought it'd be fun to have him on the show.
Dude, you were wasted that night, bro.
I know. We drink after the show.
We got you wasted, dude. You were not ready to party Teak style.
Yeah, it's just a delivery that's funny. It must be a great, exciting time to be at SC, especially the last few years with the football team and the Rose Bowl and all the pageantry. It's awesome. Did you get in on that?
What we say is, if you remember the Rose Bowl, you weren't there.
All right, because you're wasted.
We start getting wasted early, dude.
But awesome.
It was off the hook this year.
Yeah, no, it's big. It sounds like you're going to say something after that. It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, a little disappointing at the end. It's still some great years of football over there at SC. Have you been to every game?
Dude, it's so great to be here.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so we have the, what we did is we took the Colin Farrell sex tape, which I've not seen, but thank Christ he's having sex with a playmate, right? Is he having
Shocking.
Sex with a playmate?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. No, I only say that. I don't say that in jest. I mean, these guys are on underage people. They're on folks that are pedestrians. You know, they're not, that's all, you don't want to see it. I would like to see a playmate making sweet love to Colin Farrell. Obviously, we can't show it to you over the radio, but what we did is we got it. Yes, Jason.
Colin Farrell, there's this dude, Bronco, in the house, and he says his cousin was in a threesome with Colin Farrell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't talked to him.
He said Colin Farrell's really cool and loves to party.
Do you have a girl over there? Are you dating?
Well, we say why buy the keg when the beer is free.
Right.
I am sort of seeing someone now. Her name is Ashley, but it's not Ashley the dryad who looks like Misha Barton. It's Ashley, the one with the shaved privates.
Oh, yeah. I know her. Too bad you didn't get the one to look like Misha Barton, though. She's hot. That Ashley. Anyway, it's a close community. They all know each other over there. So, Teak frat boy Jason is in studio, and he is going to read the part of Colin Farrell where the beautiful Rachel Perry is going to read the transcript of the playmate. Yes? You guys got this pared down, Rachel?
Do I have to look at him?
Hell.
No. You're good.
Hell yeah. God, you're, as I said the other night, man, if a effing camera could blush, it would be an effing red because you're so effing pretty.
Really pretty. Okay, now I'm putting on a video station, okay?
What are you watching, man?
I'm trying to change the channel.
Put it on some porn for us.
You want some porn?
I effing live on porn. What are you talking about? You so sexy. You are so effing sexy. Where's the zoom on this effing piece of ass? You effing gorgeous. Baby, you're so effing beautiful, man. Let me get inside you.
So he's working. He's working. Sorry to interrupt, but he's working the video camera at this point. She's just nude. I've not seen the tape. She's just naked. He's working the camera at this point, I gather.
I gather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
get over here on the couch.
You want me on the couch?
This is for you, my baby.
I have to take it in me.
My princess.
He's a crooner, this guy. Holy crap, sweet talking to ladies.
Oh, God, yeah, baby.
This is some of the shabbiest effing photography in the history of effing porn.
Mmm, there he is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here you are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy F, man. Breakfast, lunch, and effing dinner right here. I'm not even effing joking. I just want to lick this dry.
I'm getting horny. I don't know about you guys. Seriously.
I have a semi right now.
Now, that wasn't in the script, right?
No.
Okay, it's off script. Wow, it's off page. Wow. Wow. Hot stuff.
Dude, that made me horny. Where are the junkies, dude?
Everybody wants to know where the junkies are. Awesome stuff. Treasure?
Good morning.
Our stripper friend from Las Vegas?
Teacher friend, former stripper.
Right, right. Here's the thing. When you're a stripper, it's like saying former Marine. You're always a Marine. Do you know what
I'm
saying?
Believe me, my mother-in-law feels the same way.
Awesome. Yeah, you've seen the sex tape?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
Well, Colin is impressive.
Is he?
He gives me a whole new appreciation for the Irish. I had no idea.
Really?
I mean, he's endowed.
Really?
On top of being, like, really beautiful man, he's packing. Mm. My friends and I couldn't believe it because my,
like Dave Coulier.
Big shillelagh between his legs.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, too. I really do think there's no coincidence that every guy that magically comes out with a sex tape is hung like a black rhino. Obvious. When
you think there's a correlation?
Yeah, when you're hung like a corn nut, you don't bust out the camera.
No.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's just, he's enormous. He's beautiful.
Yeah. What do you say? Hold on. Hey, have you heard our frat boy, Jason?
I have.
Sounds hot, doesn't he?
Yeah,
Colin Farrell may be well hung, but dude, there's no way he's better hung than Moose. That dude, it has like a fire extinguisher between his legs.
Is he one of your frat? Is he a frat brother?
Yeah, Moose. He's actually just pledging now.
Oh, he's pledging, but he said he's not in the house. He said he's gonna live in the house. Because have you been a teak for five years now?
Yeah, I'm like elder statesman.
Awesome.
Do you have one of those frat nicknames?
Yeah, you must have. Yeah, you must have one. Like they all, Moose or Gerbil or I mean, I've seen the movies.
Mine's Maverick, but with a Q.
Oh, awesome, awesome. All right, Maverick. Good stuff. Good work, Maverick.
We should just call him that from now on, right?
Yeah, nice one of the job. Guys. Yeah, yeah. I'll be Goose. You be Maverick, aka Jason Teak from USC. Thanks a lot for coming in. That was awesome stuff.
You rock. No. I'm not worthy, dude.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Are you a fan of Adams from?
From the Man Show days.
Oh, from the Man Show.
The
junkies getting wasted beer. I love the whole packing.
I wasn't sure if he listened to you on Loveline and how that worked, if that was.
I think it was definitely more Man Show days. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Maverick. We appreciate it. We'll bring you back when we have some more transcripts to read.
Anytime, bro.
All right, Ozzy, my faithful sidekick, Carpenter. Ozzy's going to be in here because we have to find him a house to throw his party on Saturday. It's his 47th birthday party. Wants to throw it at my house. We're not going to do it. So if you have a home and you're in the L.A. area and you like barbecue and you like Nicaraguans, call in and we'll put you on. All right, all that after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Enjoy it right now.
Wow. Sideshow Bob. Yeah, Ozzy, the great Oswaldo Castile, is in. Ozzy is my good buddy. He's worked with me. We've worked together for many years, 16 years. Ozzy threw his daughter's quinceañeras.
Quinceañera.
Yeah, he threw that at my house. He's also thrown other parties for himself at my house. Must be nice. Now he wants to throw his 47th birthday party at my house. I was out of town last weekend, and I am burnt out, and I want to relax this weekend. Now, Ozzy is a good man. Ozzy's not going to vomit on your nice carpet and hump your dog. Ozzy will clean up after himself. Ozzy will do amazing barbecue. Ozzy will work like a mule if it's for his own party. Not so motivated for other people's parties, but he works hard for his own party. I just don't feel like dealing with it. I've done enough. Ozzy, what other parties have we thrown at my house for you?
The last year, my birthday too, the 46.
Right, right. Ozzy.
Well, you know, it's in the fun house, you know?
Yeah,
the
it was
house,
in the fun house.
It's special for parties.
Yeah, I had to buy a second house so Ozzy could throw parties for himself and his family. I'll tell you, the Ace Man gets a little crap for giving a little crap to the Latino brothers, but who throws parties for the Latino brothers like the Ace Man? No, I'll tell you, nobody. Nobody Not talks it. About the Ace Man like the Ace Man either. I'll tell you that right now. All right, so Ozzy wants to throw a party. I want you to have it at someone else's house. I want you to have a party. And by the way, you can take years off. You know, 46, 47, you don't have to have one. You're going to start getting into fractions. 46 and a half, 47 and three quarters. There's going to be parties for every occasion.
I live every moment in my life.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Philosophical.
Yeah. Get that deaf rat guy in here to translate. I can't understand Ozzy. Is deaf rat guy still here? We'll give him talk to Ozzy so we can figure out what Ozzy's talking about. So anyway, let's talk to Dave. Dave?
What's up?
You have a house in Los Angeles?
In La Mirada. It's Los Angeles County.
Mm-hmm. How far from, let's say, Hollywood is La Mirada?
About a half hour.
Half an hour. What
down
is,
the five.
Is it your house?
Yes.
And who do you live there with?
Me, my girlfriend, and my kid. My girlfriend's Colombian, so it'll be a little bit of a rival.
Yeah, because Ozzy said, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
And you'll be willing to have him throw a party there on Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, it's fine.
Do you have a decent yard?
Yeah, a big yard.
You do?
Yes.
Big yard is good and it's bad. It could go many different directions, you know.
It could be bad if Ozzy's throwing up in my backyard, but it's bad.
Right. But you have a groomed, a manicured lawn and all that stuff?
Yes.
All right. We'll put you on hold because we have to get more details. I'd still like to find someone a little closer to the center of town. Let's talk to Roberto. Roberto?
Yo.
You have a house for Oswaldo to throw his party at?
Yep.
Where do you live?
In Huntington Park.
Here's the beauty of living and growing up in Los Angeles is it is so vast and so complicated that you can live here your entire life and still have no idea where any of these towns are.
Well, I'm real close. You know the soccer riots right off of Pacific and Florence in Huntington Park?
Yeah.
And they always come up in the news. I'm right down the street from it.
Sounds awesome. So you're by a place where soccer players riot?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put you on hold. I'm still not sure. Somebody owns a sports bar in Long Beach. That's a little out of range. Jason, Def Rat Guy?
What's up, bro? I was on my way out to start ripping into a 30-pack.
Wow, wow. You drink early. Have you met Oswaldo?
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
I think we could have your party at our house.
Oh, really? You think, Oswaldo, would you like to have a party at a fraternity house?
Whatever, you know.
The only bummer is we will be on break, and the house will be locked.
Oh, so you couldn't get inside? You couldn't actually go
negative.
In the house?
Negative.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, you can't even go into your room? You can't get your stuff?
Not on break, bro.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not a frat guy. I don't know how it works.
Seems I mean, you could talk to Smitty.
All right. So Smitty's the guy to talk to. Moose is the guy who's hung. But Smitty's the guy you talk to about getting into the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe Ozzy could talk to Smitty about opening the teak house for him.
Yeah, I have a hammer. I have a skill, so I carry the door.
Yeah, Ozzy can get into anything. He'll just pop the pins off the hinges and go right in the front door. It'll be awesome.
It's okay for you?
Why not, dude? But you might want to talk to Rusty.
Okay. So you should talk to Rusty or
Rusty
Smitty?
Rusty is Smitty's right-hand man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, but you dudes don't know Rusty's last name.
What is it?
Trombone.
That's funny. I thought it really was a Rusty. Eduardo?
Yes, sir.
You have a place in North Hollywood?
I got a place in North Hollywood for my brother.
All right. Now, where is it? You're Nicaraguan?
I'm Nicaraguan, 100%.
Where is your place?
It's close by Whitsett and Riverside.
Whitsett and Riverside? Perfect. That's perfect. You have a yard?
I got a big yard.
Okay. I'm declaring you the winner. I'm from North Hollywood. Ozzy knows North Hollywood very well. We've worked there many times, and Whitsett and Riverside is centrally located. You're Nicaraguan. You guys can try to understand each other.
Morning.
Maybe you can teach Ozzy how to pronounce my name. Eduardo.
Yes, sir.
Can you say Adam?
Adam.
Yeah, no. Evidently, everyone from Nicaragua can't pronounce Adam. All right, Eduardo.
I just came over here yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right. As well as been here for 28 years. We're going to put you on hold.
What do you want me to say?
Hang on a second, Eduardo. We'll put you on hold, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. We need to do news. We need to do sports. Ozzy, hopefully. Oh, did Eduardo drop off? Did he hang up? Oh, Eduardo. Oh, these Nicaraguans. What are you going to do with them, Ryan?
Dude, I'm all over this party, dude, if I can go. But I'll bring some of the guys from the frat. And no offense, but we're going to drink your Nicaraguan asses under the table.
Ryan?
Yeah?
You're from Pasadena?
That's right.
You got a house?
What? I live in Pasadena.
Do you have a yard in your house? Ryan?
We're going to try and call Eduardo.
All right.
I think I have his number, so we're going to
try. Good. All right. We'll try that. Thanks, Ozzy. Thanks, Jason DeFreca.
Star 69, Eduardo. That's what I always used to do to Ashley when she'd hang up on me.
Ashley that looked like Michelle Barton?
No, the one with the shaved primate.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You're deaf, but you would talk to her on the telephone.
There's a device we use.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
All right.
Let's keep moving ahead here and go to Rachel Perry with her news.
Hey, looks like all 10 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are going to vote for Samuel Alito, and the 8 Democrats are probably not.
Shocker.
No confirmation on that yet. George Bush was speaking yesterday at a Kansas University. Somebody.
I'm on.
Oh.
Hey, man, what's going on? This is the news. You got some news?
All right. Oh, that's. Now there's somebody else who's on the line. All right, I just put him on hold.
How dare you interrupt me?
Sorry.
This is important stuff right
here.
Sorry,
Your Highness.
Thank you. I prefer Princess.
Princess. Your
As
Princess.
Colin Farrell would have referred to me.
Yes. So hot. So effing hot.
As I was saying, George Bush talking at a Kansas University yesterday, wiretapping among the many important topics being discussed by the president, as well as the native Texan's experience as a rancher.
You're a rancher. A lot of us here in Kansas are ranchers. I was just wanting to get your opinion on Brokeback Mountain, if you'd seen it yet. You would love it. You should check it out.
I hadn't seen it.
There's a shocker.
I'd be glad to talk about ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch and the farm is what I was about to say. I hadn't seen it.
Is he supporting gay? He hasn't seen it. Was that an endorsement for homosexuality from the president?
It wasn't an endorsement for anything. It was nothing. Is there a president or just even someone running for president? Would it be possible that we get someone of an average intelligence or average wit or able to speak off the cuff and what you would just consider an average to an average standard? What is it with politicians and dignitaries where their life is basically about just stumping, just going from place to place and delivering speeches, and they're well below average in my estimation at any kind of public speaking. He, I mean, obviously he reads the bulletproof teleprompter thing sneeze guard at the salad thing. Salad bar, pretty good. But the second he asked him a question, it is just a glassy-eyed, drunken deer in the xenon headlights of life.
I wonder if you're not familiar with the governor of California. Let me remind you of some of his work.
Dylan! You son of a bitch. What's the matter? The CIA got you pushing too many pencils?
Now that's articulate.
That's awesome.
That's charisma. Yeah. That's everything. Sense of humor. You got it all.
Yeah. And wouldn't everyone be blown away if we just had somebody up there and they actually just fired back a quick zinger? I mean, even if it was a good solid 4 or 5, just came back with something.
This
would be awesome.
This is the point in Ask Kiss Rodeo where I suggest you run for the presidency.
Done and done, sweetie. I mean, princess. I mean, your highness.
Thank you.
I mean, you're so effing hot. So hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the channel.
Yeah. Hot. So hot. What is that thing? Guys need to shut up in the bedroom. Is that that talk doesn't help?
I don't know.
I
like a little chatter.
Yeah, you're so effing hot is nice. But here's here's the problem. It's like when you get a boner, you tend to repeat yourself. It's like when you get angry and you're driving and somebody cuts you off and you run out of stuff. Hey, you effing effer, the F off! You have nothing all of a sudden. And when you have a boner, it's the same thing. You're so effing hot. Hot. I mean, so effing. So, you're F off! Dude, F my effer. F you. Yeah, you run out of stuff. I mean, it's like you're caught off guard.
Maybe that's the president's problem. Maybe he always has a boner.
Maybe
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Nice.
Apparently, Amy Fisher, Joey Buttafuoco, and Mary Jo Buttafuoco are signing up for a TV reunion.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, they call the reunion as if they worked on a sitcom for many years together. Their last time they met, she got shot in the face, right? I mean,
yeah.
Reunion from where they met on the porch in New Jersey in 1979, that reunion from that?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, speaking of reunions, I'd heard yesterday that there was supposed to be some Friends reunion happening. They were going to do like 1 hour special or something, few of them. And
yeah.
Then I read today, not happening.
Well, maybe when Aniston learns to love again, they can do that. But until then.
I got one more for you.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, a wealthy man disappeared in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and his wife reported him kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they found him, because that's the sort of place you go missing, and it's just dangerous. He'd been at a brothel with 2 hookers for a week.
Yeah. Yeah, see, they're cheap there, so you can hang out for a while. Here, they're expensive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta keep it moving.
Yeah.
You get in like 2, you're so effing hots, and then it's time to leave. But in Argentina, you know, they're like $12 a day, so you can get lost in there for weeks.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Do it, Dave.
L.A.'s favorite NBA team last night, the Clippers, rally from 19 down to beat the Warriors. They're now just 3 back of first-place Phoenix, and they are a game and a half ahead of that other team, the Lakers. NHL, Kings beat the Mighty Ducks in an overtime shootout, and Gretzky's fellas, the Coyotes, lose at Dallas. NFL, Buffalo Bills named Dick Geron their new head coach. Houston Texans have hired Gary Kubiak to be theirs. Now, yesterday I was on cloud 9, of course, with the Steelers advancing to the Super Bowl and to play the Seahawks. Today I come to you with a heavy heart.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It was such a grand time to be a Pittsburgh sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sad to report that I've just received news. 66, Mario Lemieux. The game's greatest star. Is retiring again.
Wow.
It's over.
Wow. Talk about
Bravo, 66. A job well done. Better done than it's ever been done before. They say the great one. Some say is the best. Gretzky may be the great one, but Lemieux is the best.
Yeah.
Now, Gretzky has gone on to become the head coach of the Phoenix Coyotes, as I mentioned. He's had middling success so far, and here he is on how the coaching deal's going so far for him.
I'm getting there, man. I'm still going to tell y'all I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, man, just be professional about it and come work hard every night, man. And do all I can to put my team in the best position to get a win.
I don't. You know what? I don't have the stomach right now to talk Gretzky.
I blame the name of the team, the Coyotes, for a hockey team.
Yeah,
it's a horrible name for any. It's a mangy feral dog, basically, that just sifts through dumpsters for sustenance every night, and basically, you know, rapes each other in place of having consensual sex. But let me say this: you never think about snow or ice or hockey or Zambonis or Canadians or Blue Lines. Coyotes, horrible name.
I agree.
Or arena football, maybe, but not hockey.
Penguins. Now that's a name.
That's
for
a good name.
Team.
That's a who played for the Penguins.
66 Mario Lemieux.
What was one of your prouder memories of 66?
Well, so many, you know, they come flooding in, you know, it's 66 times 1,000. That's how many magic memories I have of his work on the ice. You know, listen, I sat in the Igloo, their home arena, mm-hmm. their building, mm-hmm. you know, back in 1992, and with 10 seconds remaining in the contest against the Blackhawks, game one, Stanley Cup Finals,
mm-hmm.
tie game. A shot at the goal. Eddie Belfour, Blackhawks netminder, one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
Makes a save, but 66 swoops in from the blue line.
Mm.
Corrals the puck, puts it behind Belfour before Belfour knows what to do with himself. And the place went so wild. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
People appeared to be jumping from their seats, doing somersaults in the air and landing back on their feet. Did I weep that day? Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
And then a week later, I stood in the Chicago Stadium as 66 hoisted the silver over his head.
The silver, the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup. He hoisted it higher than it had ever been lifted before, and tears streamed down my face, and I will not apologize.
I think you should say you're sorry for that.
I will not apologize. Thank you, 66, for what you did for me and for anyone who enjoys the game of hockey. Now, quickly.
I just got to say this. I wonder how much time Big Boy or Mark and Brian are putting into 66 this morning. I know Kevin and Bean did a stirring tribute.
I don't want to put myself on the back. But
Kobe scored 81 yesterday. We haven't even mentioned it.
Glossed over it yesterday. But this is Allegheny County hockey. Let's get our priorities.
What do you thought? We talked about it. But I do want to talk about the Seattle Seahawks' success.
Yeah.
They're on to the Super Bowl, of course. 12 days from the Super Bowl, and the press is already asking all sorts of questions of the coaches and the players. I don't know how they got into this at Mike Holmgren's press conference yesterday, but here's what the head coach of the Seahawks had to say.
I was on my treadmill and watching the Today Show, and they listed the 5 warning signs of depression. And so I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, yeah, no sleep. Sex life is bad. All these things, you know. And then I said, that's me.
Wonderful. He's making fun of his old lady and their relationship.
Yeah, she's got to love that.
What kind of thing is that to talk about?
Also, who was the golfer? Is it Stadler? Who was the walrus?
Craig Stadler,
because,
right.
Because he is soon becoming the new Craig Stadler.
He is.
He's really become a walrus.
It's funny you mention that, because then his wife, after, you know, Holmgren made those comments, his wife had a press conference later in the day yesterday.
He's depressed. How would you like to share a bed with that thing every night? He looks like some sort of creature in the sea.
See, it's a similar theme as what you said, like the walrus.
Yeah.
I mean, creature
from
in the sea.
Sea.
She's more
sure.
ambiguous, but I think it's the same idea.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's that.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, Dave, I know you have more, but we got to take a break. We got to wrap it up. We will take a break and more from the. We'll hear something from the Asian Awards.
Sure, I think we still have some more of that.
Some more of that?
The Asian Awards.
And which way's more, Tad or?
Oh yeah, which way's more? Big Tad, who's about 333 or so, we'll weigh him tomorrow and figure it out. And then we have some durable goods, washing machines, payphones, things like that. See, play a little trivia guess. Trivia competition, which weighs more, Big Tad or fill in the blank? Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carell Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
All right. We have a ton more show and a little more time. So, coming up in the next break, we're going to do the Asian Excellence Award, I should say. I think I pluralized and didn't pluralize and screwed up some stuff. But the Asian Excellence Awards, we have some audio sound from that coming up in the next break. But now we're going to do something with Big Tad. Big Tad is our lovable Lackey.
Hey, Mr. Adam.
Good to see you, Big Tad. Big Tad is going to lose some weight so he can get laid because it's been more than 2 years. 332 is what he weighed in at about 6 days ago. So that is the weight that we're going off of. And what we're going to do is we're just going to take household items or things you might find in your garage, possibly durable goods, and we'll figure out which weighs more, that or Tad. It'll be a little competition between Rachel Perry, Dave Damashek, and myself. So, with no further ado, let's play Which Weighs More?
Which weighs more?
It's time to play Which Weighs More? The game where you decide which weighs more, Big Tad or various large items. Let's play Which Weighs More? Tad, or a Vespa GTS 250 scooter?
250 cc's, Italian Vespa scooter. Tad coming in 332. All right. Rachel Perry, how say you?
Tad.
Tad, 332. Dave Damashek?
Well, Tad is disgustingly obese, gravely obese, but I'm going to go with the Vespa.
Yeah, I'm going Vespa on this one. It's not a 125, it's 250 cc's. I'm going Vespa. Two Vespas and a Tad. What is the answer?
I'm sorry, it's Big Tad. The Vespa,
yes.
Wow.
326.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Just off the mark.
This
All right.
sucks.
All right. Now, here's a trivia question. Tad, 332, but how much does Tad weigh without his brain? It's a trick question. Same amount. 332, everybody. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Which weighs more, Tad or a Wurlitzer 1956 Centennial model jukebox?
I wonder if that's with the 45s in or out. Interesting.
Ooh.
Rachel Perry, how say you?
I'm going with the Wurlitzer. I'm sorry, Tad. Got to go with the Wurlitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tad is an ungodly, unsightly mess.
Please, but save, save the commentary, Dave.
I will come
Damashek,
over there and
the
beat
question.
You. I lost my train of thought. I'm going to go with the music box.
Yes, I'll go with the jukebox myself. We all say the jukebox weighs more than Big Tad. What is the answer?
And you're all correct.
Yes.
The Wurlitzer weighs in at 375 pounds.
Wow. So it's Rachel Perry is up two to our, we're both 1-1, Shaq and I. Continue, please.
Which weighs more, Big Tad or a Caron brand 7-foot air hockey table with electronic score?
Wow, air hockey.
Is that one of the pro ones that you'd find
a 7-foot? Def Frat Guy said he had one in the basement of the frat house.
Yeah, I got to go for the air hockey table.
Going air hockey. Shaq, how say you?
Well, Tad is like a hippo with a Fu Manchu and a Von Dutch hat on.
All right. Leave him alone. Come on.
I'm going to go with Big Tad on this one.
Big Tad, I'm going to go with Rachel Perry and say air hockey on this one. And the answer is?
Big Tad.
Ooh.
Yes.
The air hockey table weighs in at a mere 205 pounds.
Wow. But that's without the air. I mean, when you include the air, I mean, you're well over 500 pounds. All right, so it's tied up between Ms. Perry and Mr. Sheck. Mm. Let's keep them rolling.
Which weighs more, Big Tad or a newborn African elephant?
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Possibly
African,
insulting,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's close.
God, I'm looking at Tad. That in itself.
Mm. Picture him coming out of an elephant vagina.
I am right now. Oh, he did the face thing for us. Oh, I got stumped on the last one. Tad weighs more.
Big Tad weighs more. Sheck, how say you?
Well, Tad is just a big heap of mucus-colored gelatin, some fat bones. I'm going to go with Big Tad on this one. Bigger than the baby elephant.
Big Tad. I know for a fact that he weighs more than the African and the Asian elephant. I will go with Big Tad.
Call him Jumbo. You're all correct.
Newborn
African elephant, 232 pounds.
What is the score so far, Producer Brusca?
We got Rachel with 3 correct, Dave with 3 correct, and Adam with just 2.
Mm. You don't have to put the just in front of the 2. Just say nipping at their heels with 2. Okay, let's continue.
Which weighs more,
TAD, or a Xerox WorkCenter Pro 245. Make dual-sided copies and collate from the comfort of your cubicle.
Wow.
Is it a commercial
they,
for
did
that
they give us one? What do you think, Rachel Perry?
I wish I knew which what that I, you know, I don't know models. I'm not specific. Shoot. I'm going to go with the copier.
Copier?
I just want to say this. I just want to say this to Tad. Tad, if you don't stop at the eating at the pace you're eating at, you are going to eat yourself to death.
I love that.
Now, yeah. I am going to go with...
You can also replace that with masturbation, too, as long as you're picking on him. But go ahead.
I am going to go with Fat Tad over the copy machine.
It's Big Tad.
I'm going Big Tad on this one, too.
It's the copier. Oh. 239 pounds.
Barely.
Wow.
Copier.
Yes. Rachel, if you win, you get a kiss from me, by the
How
way.
How much did it weigh?
That's what the...
339 pounds. Adam.
Wow. Just kiss. Nipped you. Wow. Okay, let's keep on
Tad's
keeping
on.
How many more do we have?
Cheese nips.
How many more? Five more. Let's keep going.
Which weighs more, Tad or a Maytag Neptune Super Stack Dryer?
That's the stacked washer dryer. Yeah, is
that's
it washer
a
dryer?
Or super.
It's called Super Stack.
My card says dryer.
It's not because it's a D cup. It's just a dryer. Okay, just a dryer. Go ahead.
If it's just, I'm going for Tad.
Check. How say you?
Speaking of stack, Tad has bigger bosoms than Rachel. I'm gonna go with the stacked dryer.
And saltier, I might add. I'm going with Big Tad as well.
You're correct, Adam.
Damn.
Thank you.
The dryer weighs 326 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Rachel still out front.
326 pounds?
That's correct.
Tad weighs more.
You got it right.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Said Tad. Never mind.
Well, we're all right.
Oh. You got it right. Adam got it right, and Dave did not.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just checking.
Well, let me explain something, Rachel.
No.
It's okay to get confused. I get confused all the time.
I got confused.
But you get confused in your own mind. You don't share it with the world.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know I was sharing it. That's the problem. I got confused about that, too.
Let's keep piling on here. Let's go forward. Where are we?
Which weighs more? Mm-hmm. Tad. Or 67 Brother P-Touch PT-18R labelers in the box.
How
wow.
many?
67.
67.
Oh.
67, by the way, how much Tad weighed when he was born.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to have to say Tad.
Tad weighs more.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going with Fat Tad myself.
I'm going with Tad on this one, too.
You're all right.
Yes. Yes.
285 pounds.
Whew. Now
67, brother.
I got so wrapped up in
where
that.
Are we, Breska?
Rachel's got 6. Dave's got 4. And Adam nipping at the heels with 4.
Okay.
No matter who wins,
guys,
Tad
can't
loses.
Catch me. You can't catch me.
Well, we're close. Now, how many left?
I don't get to win very often
left.
Around here.
3 left. Go ahead. And I must say this about Rachel, the disadvantage of going first, not being able to have a strategy around that. I recognize that. Kudos to you, ma'am. Let's keep going. 3
I'm
more.
I'm
going
to go join the circus after this.
Which
oh,
weighs
boy.
More?
Oh, boy.
Big Tad or an IKEA Expedite bookcase in the package.
Wow. Wow.
Expedite. Which one is that?
Hmm.
Maybe we can get some footage of Ben Affleck putting it together. Oh, I'm sweating. Oh, I got to go for the bookcase. Those things are heavy.
Mm-hmm. Shaq, how say you?
Fatty Fat Tad.
All right. I know those things are made of 3/4 melamine, sometimes Cortron, good 2 sides, and they have an MDF center, which is pretty heavy stuff. I'm going with the bookshelf.
Big Tad.
Damn, I knew it. I knew it.
The bookshelf, 206 pounds.
Damn.
I'm riding this morbidly obese horse to victory.
Wow.
Dave's on one behind only.
2 more. Here we go. Final 2.
Which weighs more, a full-grown male ostrich or Tad?
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Tad on that one.
Mm-hmm.
The mere mention of ostrich has Fat Tad's mouth drooling, mm-hmm. and that loss of salivation is just enough to put the ostrich ahead.
Ostrich ahead. Wow, this is tough. I'm going ostrich on this one, too.
Meet the new big bird. It's Tad.
Oh.
The ostrich weighs in at 287 pounds.
Wow. I know what I like. I like that you can ride an ostrich.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. They run like 30 miles an hour with a little kid on them. Last one. Now, what's the score?
Rachel really has clinched already.
She has clinched?
Yeah, because she's two ahead of Dave. There's only one left.
Oh, I thought they tied up. All right. Well, let's play anyway. Play for second or third or fourth
play
place.
Play for Pride. Humiliation.
Yes. Go ahead.
Final question.
Really.
Go ahead.
Which weighs more, Big Tad or a Bowflex 5 Series treadmill, just like the one he passes at the gym on his way to the sauna?
Wow. Everyone's getting in. Yeah.
Which, meanwhile, that is Ted's workout strategy, is just going to the sauna.
Yeah.
Not moving
I
at
work
all.
Out, too.
All
no.
right. All right. Here we go.
I'm going for Tad.
Tad?
Why change now?
Going with Tad?
Fat, all right. Fat Tad.
All right, I'm going to go with Tad as well on this one.
And you're all correct.
Yes, yes.
The treadmill weighs in at 249 pounds. Yes.
So the final tally, Breska.
We got 8 for Rachel.
Eight out of 10, by the way.
Good.
Very solid.
6 for Dave. And 5 for Adam.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Tad, a giant
Actually,
zero.
You just wait.
Giant donut.
I think if you guess Tad every single one, you probably get 8 or 9 of them, right? I mean, most of them were Tad.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah, good times.
But that's why you play the game. Good job, Rachel
we
Perry.
We found a talent that I have. We found something I'm good at.
This is awesome. And you'll be able to parlay this into millions, no
I'm
doubt.
I'm going to go work at the circus.
I would like to play this on a almost daily basis. I can't get enough of this. We will take ourselves an extended break. And when we come back, some clips from the Asian Excellence Awards show. All that after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. He's so hot.
Yes, you is. All right. 866-901-ADAM. We have a little more time left. We were going to do the, how are we doing? Asian Excellence Awards. But first, before we get to that, I just want to say something. I was watching the news this morning at 5 a.m. And they're talking about a guy. There's a guy who's being tried because he's being accused of being a pedophile. And his argument is, and this is awesome stuff, he molested, there are like 3 brothers, maybe 4 brothers. He molested 3 of the brothers, but that was 22 years ago, and it's past the statute of limitations. And now the other brother has come forward and said he molested me. And his argument is, he's just saying that because I molested his other 3 brothers, and they can't convict me on it, which I like.
Technicality.
I like beating the man on a technicality. It's true, I molested more than just this kid. I molested his entire family. But you're just trying to beat me on a technicality. How dare you? Indignant. That's got to be awesome for the defense attorney that has to defend this trash, too. Here's our strategy. My strategy would be trying to convince these guys to kill themselves. My thing would be, look, I know I'm your attorney. Here's the deal. You're a pedophile. I'm going to look like an idiot. I got to go home to this community. I'm just the guy who got the pedophile off the hook on a technicality. You're going to molest again. How about you just go home and kill yourself? And this whole thing will go away. It'll be awesome. You'll be out of your pain. The kids will be fine. I'll come out smelling like a rose because I won't have to defend you. It's going to be awesome. And it'll be over. Many of the greats have killed themselves, you know. It's many millions of others have toyed with it. Why not just join the ranks? Please. I wonder if there is an attorney that can just please kill yourself so I don't have to do this. All right. So, we're going to talk tomorrow about my lie detector machine. I would like the world scientists to work on a lie detector machine that's unfallible and will do away with the entire court system.
I like this, yeah.
The entire, all gone. And people say all the time, well, how are you going to depend on a device, a lie detector machine? Well, what do you want? Just 12 stupid people who are bored and have enough time during the day to come watch your trial for $7 a day? This is unfallible? Never happened? OJ never got off? No one ever got thrown in prison who was innocent? Is the old system not flawed? It's perfect? It's 1,000%? I'll take my chances on the lie detector, but once we put this in place, then it's done. Courthouses torn down. Turn into nudie bars. Yeah. Or we just leave them up and turn them into bailiffs gone, stenographers, lawyers, all gone. Just a lie detector.
Dynamite plan.
That's it. All right, quickly, Sheck, you were watching cable.
Well, yeah, they're going to, you know, I got the closed caption feed of the Asian Excellence Awards. You know, they don't air on cable until this weekend, but they were really great. I mean, they're an actual thing that, you know, they were held here in L.A. They give out awards for best movie,
they
best
air
TV.
This weekend.
Yeah, they air this weekend on cable somewhere, but they're a legitimate thing.
The best Asian Americans in the industry,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, oh.
Right.
Oh.
And so anyway, we have... We played a couple clips earlier. I think now we have the best actor from a movie. Is that right? That that category? Let's play that.
Ching chong. Ching chong. Ching chong chong chong. Ching chong. Ching chong. Ching chong. Ching chong.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Ching ching chong.
Ching chong, ching chong, number four port, ching chong.
Ching ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, ching chong, chong. Ching chong.
Ching ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Ching chong, Godzilla chong.
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
And ching chong chong.
Ching chong!
Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. My agent.
A lot of people to
think.
Yeah, they're playing him off. Yeah, I think Letterman did that bit, Shaq. I hate to tell you, but it was pretty much. I think it was a Letterman bit.
He's a hack.
He's a hack. All right, the Asian Excellence Awards. Let's give thanks where thanks are due. I want to thank Jillian Barbary for calling in. Skating with Celebrities, Monday nights on Fox. I watch it every week. Dave Foley, the tribute, going to be this Friday and Saturday. The Steve Allen Theater, who just completed another book from his grave. Jason, our... what do we call him? Is he Smitty? No. He's
Maverick.
The deaf frat guy for coming in and playing along with us. And, of course, the Oz Man. We got to find him a place to throw his party, kiddies. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.